Please, let's go around the room to see who's here. This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Johannes, Southern Africa.
Okay, and Olivier from France.
Or Canada, depending on where the girlfriend is.
Oh, yes. France right now, yeah.
Okay, last week we had a Four Corners attack in the King's Indian defence. We saw Bobby Fischer surprisingly losing, but then again he was only 13 at the time, so. And he went on to play the same opponent 12 times later and won 12 games in a row. So, flukes of nature happen all the time in chess. We're going to look at another game from the Americas. Again, it was played in the 1950s. The names of the players are not particularly well known, but they might be for one of you. White is William Bills. And black is Louis Isaacs. They're both players from America. To give you an idea of their strengths, William Bills, white, I think beat Moroxy. No, the other guy beat Moroxy. That's right. William Bills came joint first in the Las Vegas Open of 1964. With Grandmaster Duncan Suttles. So that's quite a good feat, I would suggest, becoming joint winner of the Las Vegas Open. And black, Louis Isaacs, beat Moroxy once in his younger days and had games with Sadie and Marshall. So he's been around quite a while and able to get himself into position of playing some of the strongest players around. So, I guess we're looking at least 2,200 plus for both the players. It's King's Indian Defense, four pawns attack. The game begins pawn, delta four. Game move, pawn, delta four. Game move, black, knight, foxtrot six. Game move white, pawn Charlie 4. Game move black, pawn Golf 6. Game move white, knight Charlie 3. Game move black, Bishop Golf 7. Game move white, pawn Echo 4. Game move black, pawn delta 6. Game move white, pawn foxtrot 4. Game move black, castles kingside. Though we did point out last week that black wants to bury the move. You can play pawn Charlie 5 on move 5. And also a move, not here. But later on, his bishop golf four as well. So you can play pawn Charlie 5 here. And if white takes, you don't recapture pawns immediately. You play queen alpha 5, which pins the Charlie 3 knight and threatens knight takes echo 4. And you pick up on Charlie 5 with the queen. All right. Black is just castle king size. Move 6. Any ideas? And there's an awful lot of moves here for white. Any ideas?
Natural looks knight foxtrot 3.
Yep, that's the main line. Most common. About 90% plus of the games in this position playing knight foxtrot 3, I would guess. Okay, well, you can play bishop echo 2. I think that's the second most common move. You can play bishop delta 3. I'm not sure about knight golf echo 2 in the four corners. Maybe it is just about playable.
Having,
sorry,
go on. They don't like Bishop Delta 3 and the King's Indian because eventually a knight often gets to Charlie 5 or Echo 5 and hits that bishop. I don't know if that's true in the four pawn then.
There are variations where black can get a knight to Charlie 5. Mm-hmm. It involves black putting a knight on Alpha 6 and then playing pawn Echo 5, which is a possible pawn sacrifice. You have to know what you're doing in those lines, but the knight will come to Charlie 5. Mm-hmm. Or the knight can come to Charlie 5. Yeah. Yeah, I think as you grow older, you begin to learn that aggressive-looking moves in the opening aren't necessarily the best idea, and that holding pieces back can often be a better idea.
So you're providing targets when you stick them out.
Yeah, I had a line against a certain system against the Dutch defence where I would play from the start pawn Delta 4, they go pawn Foxtrot 5, knight Charlie 3, and they go pawn Delta 5, okay, to stop the pawn Echo 4. And I continually putting a pawn and Echo 3, and then insisting on putting a bishop on Delta 3. And it took me about 5 years to learn that you don't put the bishop on Delta 3 because it gives black all sorts of tricks involving knight Echo 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the natural move is to play knight 2, knight Echo 4, and you end up forking a pair of pieces. If your bishop is on Echo 2, it can't. But the natural attack move in a collie type system is bishop Delta 3, and it took me 5 years to realize this. And then my success against that system went up considerably, mm-hmm. all because I put the bishop on Echo 2. So you're right. Playing less aggressive moves in the opening can often be beneficial. It's the middle game, you know, where the pieces start to come into their own. All right.
In this case, White has played four very aggressive pawn moves for starters.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is risky at club level for both players. At grandmaster level, I think Kasparov or Karpov on the opposite side of the board would fancy their chances against somebody of their own strength as black.
Yeah, the four nice targets out there.
Yeah, it's one push too many at the super grandmaster level, I think. But every now and again, if you've done some homework, you can introduce a new move somewhere, and it's playable, but you've got to do so much hard work at the top level. At club level, anything goes. You'd be surprised that a natural looking move like Bishop Echo 3 only appears once on the database.
Mm.
And another idea for even more aggression, Pawn Hotel 3, thinking of Pawn Golf 4, only appears once on the database. Mm. All right, the game we looked at last week, White played Knight Foxtrot 3, and Black hits immediately in the center of Pawn Charlie 5. And we saw White ignoring the main line. The main line is Knight Foxtrot 3, Pawn Charlie 5, and White pushes Pawn Delta 5, and Black challenges with Pawn Echo 6, and White trades, and then Black has the decision to take with the Foxtrot Pawn or the Charlie 8 Bishop. Both are playable, and both create problems, different problems for both sides. But last week, we saw Knight Foxtrot 3, Pawn Charlie 5, and White says, so what? Play Bishop Echo 2, and we have a Sicilian defence. It's a dragon, hyper-accelerated Sicilian, transposing from a queen's pawn game. Okay, well, we're not going to see Knight Foxtrot 3. White is going to play a move that only appears on the limited database twice. So what do you think it could be? What is it that scares the grandmasters that the club players aren't afraid to fight?
Push against the knight right away, I suppose.
That is known. Pawn Echo 5 is known. I think you're supposed to retreat the knight to Echo 8 in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave the tension in the centre and you start in the knight with the pawn joy fine. I think it's a very famous game involving the French player Letellier and Fischer in my 60 memorable games, where Letellier played pawn echo 5, Fischer retreated knight echo 8. It's not pawn echo 5. Anything else come to mind? I mean, what's Black's plan against the four pawns that's up in this position?
Solid plan.
There are two plans.
Started, and then he's got to tear apart that center. He can't just let it sit. If he lets it sit there, he's probably going to get a bad game.
Yeah. So there's got to be a central challenge. Okay. So which of the two ways Black can go about it?
Exactly. Five would be the good one.
Yeah. Well, there's either pawn echo 5 or pawn Charlie 5. So White, I think White's done enough to scare pawn echo 5 off. If ever Black goes pawn echo 5 in this position, I think White normally takes foxtrot takes echo 5, Black delta takes echo 5, and White pushes past pawn delta 5, and White gets a comfortable game. So the only other break is pawn Charlie 5.
Well, I suppose you could play Bravo 4, the 5 pawn variation.
The 5 pawns attack. Game move for White. Pawn Bravo 4.
Oh boy.
Okay. And this has only appeared twice on the database. This game from the late 1950s and one game around about 2000 or so. So White has had plenty of chance to study this game. Mm. 40 years plus and nobody's decided to do it. Well, I suspect many players have done it. It just hasn't got to the database I work with. It hasn't been played in top level tournaments much, put it that way. Well, in the game, the other game, I think Black played an immediate pawn echo 5. White played. What did White play? Did White go? I can't even remember that game now. I've got it in my notes. I know the centre closed, but. Maybe White did go foxtrot takes echo 5, delta takes echo 5, pawn delta 5. I think Black then hit with pawn alpha 5. White pushed past pawn bravo 5. Black pushed pawn charlie 5. And it's all getting very blocked. Unsurprisingly, it ended in a draw. But that game will appear in the notes. All right, Black to play. Any ideas how to treat this pawn Bravo 4?
Like up five, I think.
At some point, you're definitely going to hit with pawn Alpha 5. Yes.
And sooner is better, because otherwise White gets Bishop Bravo 2 in it, and you don't get Rook variations.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, you could get this position almost from another opening system. I can't quite get the move order right, but you could almost get this from the Polish opening, pawn Bravo 4 on move 1.
Mm-hmm.
If White holds back on the knight foxtrot 6, oh, you can't really do it, can you? No. Okay, I don't know how it came about, but I've had a position like this in the days when I used to open with one, pawn Bravo 4. And we're going back to the 1970s. Okay, well, there's a particular defense against pawn Bravo 4. It's been christened the out flank defense. It begins one pawn Bravo 4, My black plays pawn, Charlie 6.
Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, white goes 2, bishop bravo 2, and then black hits pawn alpha 5. It's a system in its own right. It doesn't refute the Polish, but if you don't know what you're doing as white, you can have a horrible game very quickly.
I guess the problem with the alpha 5 is white can play bravo 5 and follow with alpha 4, and then he's in pretty good shape over there. That's why, whereas if you play Charlie 6, then white cannot play bravo 5 anymore successfully.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the idea of the opening with the outflank defense is pawn bravo 4, pawn Charlie 6, bishop bravo 2, alpha 5, pawn alpha 3, white plays alpha bravo 4, white plays alpha bravo 4, there's a trade of rooks and alpha 1, bishop takes alpha 1, and then black comes in queen bravo 6, putting pressure on bravo 4. And yeah, it's not a refutation, it's just a system that upsets white's natural developments. So black is going to try something similar here. The game move for black is pawn Charlie 6.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm wondering if black could go pawn Charlie 5 here. White isn't going to try snatching a pawn. I mean, bravo takes Charlie 5, delta takes Charlie 5, delta takes Charlie 5 for white. Looks like it's asking too much. I mean, if nothing else, there's knight takes echo 4, winning a pawn and possibly winning a piece of Charlie 3 as well. There's queen alpha 5 as well, getting at least a pawn back, but I think knight takes echo 4.
And my favorite, black plays queen takes delta 1 check.
Yeah, if white takes the opposite way, after Charlie 5, if white plays delta takes Charlie 5, delta takes Charlie 5, the queens are opposed. White doesn't want a queen trade, white's playing 4 pawns at a time.
Yep, and in addition, he gets the immediate advantage of a tempo, at least. And the king in the long, king on an open file.
Yeah, and all these aggressive pawn moves. And the aggression has gone out of the game with the queen's trade.
It's especially good in this case, but I like it in general, playing that queen takes queen check, if it has to be king takes queen. I know the grandmasters allow it, amazingly.
In the Berlin defense, yeah.
Puzzling to me.
Yeah. Okay, so black's played pawn Charlie 6. White to play. Any ideas?
Well, it could go 6 pawns, alpha 4.
Yep. Yeah, that makes quite good sense as well, because if then black plays pawn alpha 5, you can push pawn bravo 5, and if Charlie takes, you take with the alpha pawn.
Yeah, and white's got the advantage in that skirmish, I'd say. These pawns are all connected and black's on it, for starters.
Okay, well, I'll give you a clue. Black is going to play pawn alpha 5. And white cannot play pawn alpha 3 because you'll lose a pawn or your rook. So you cannot support bravo 4 with pawn alpha 3, which means you either protect this in another way or you push past. Now, if pawn alpha 5 comes in and you push past, black is definitely going to play Charlie takes bravo 5. Now, at the moment, if you take with the knight, you're going to lose your echo 4 pawn. So you can't recapture on bravo 5 with your knight. So you would have to capture with your pawn. And white doesn't want symmetric pawns. White wants asymmetric pawns and a flexible, fluid pawn center.
Mm.
Okay. So black is threatening pawn alpha 5 and pawn bravo 5 wants to be answered with Charlie takes bravo 5 for black, knight takes bravo 5 for white, but you're going to lose your echo 4 pawn. So you have to solve the problem of your echo 4 pawn. And there's about three ways of doing it.
Well, you can do that. The other thing you could do is play bishop bravo 2. Check the rook.
Okay, and then you can play pawn alpha 3, but you won't get your asymmetric pawn structure then. Yeah, okay, you could do that, but black will then transpose back into a similar system as I described against the Polish. All right. There are defensive move, bishop delta 3. Nothing particularly wrong with bishop delta 3. Or you could play queen Charlie 2, which at least gives your Charlie 3 knight a little bit of extra support. You never know, it might come in useful. Mm-hmm. One last idea to protect the echo 4 pawn.
You could play queen delta 3.
Well, okay. Two further ideas. Ignoring queen delta 3 or queen foxtrot 3.
Yeah.
There's one last idea to protect the echo 4 pawn.
Or even echo 2, as we saw with Karpov's brilliant game.
All right. All queen moves are banished to protect the echo 4 pawn. One last idea to protect the echo 4 pawn. All right, I'll put the word protect in inverted commas. Okay, so it's in commas. Yeah,
you push it and get one way to
so you can protect the target or you can move it.
Yeah.
All right, white chooses to move it. The game move for white is pawn echo 5.
Very aggressive player, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, these pretty bad moves.
Well, the knight can't come forward. It could come to golf 4. I think the way white's playing this game, white will play pawn hotel 3, knight hotel 6, pawn golf 4. Knight hotel 5 is rather sad. Pawn golf 4 wins a piece. So it has to be a knight retreat, and you have to choose between echo 8 or delta 7. Or you can trade first.
Yeah, that's what I would think. You should trade first.
Okay, so if you trade first, I think you're virtually forcing white to take with the foxtrot pawn. White does not want a queen trade on delta 1. Mm-hmm. Black agrees with you. Game move for black is delta 6 takes echo 5.
He might sort of open things up because white is wide open.
Yeah, well, okay. I've said this before. You can go several tempi behind in an opening, providing you don't have any weak points where your opponent can focus their pieces on. You can go 3 development tempi down, but if they can't gang up on anywhere, you're safe.
Yeah, 3 moves later, you're caught up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, white to play. I think it's fairly obvious. The game move for white is foxtrot 4, takes echo 5. Now, black has the same problem again. Which way is the knight going to go? Well, if it comes knight hotel 5, again, pawn golf 4 traps at least. It can't come in knight echo 4, so it has to go backwards. Any idea which way it's going to go?
Probably echo 8 just to get out of the way, leave the bishop in play. Otherwise, there's not a lot of future for the knight at delta 7. Opposed by the delta 4 pawn.
Yeah. I think I prefer my second ways. I spent quite a lot of my 70s playing the modern defence, the Perk defence is black. And I've had positions like this, so I tended to retreat whenever attacked. I tended to retreat to the back rank. I think if you play Knight Foxtrot Delta 7, whilst not relevant in this position, sometimes Pawn Echo 6 really does give white some play. Not here it won't, because black can quite happily take, and black will have a very freeing move of Pawn Echo 5 quite soon. And black would have a semi-open Foxtrot file. White could not find them. Well, white could play Knight Foxtrot 3 to castle. All right, the game move is Knight on Foxtrot 6, Delta 7. Ooh. Knight Foxtrot 6 to Delta 7. Yeah. And you'll see the reason why Knight Echo 8, I think, is slightly more preferable. But maybe players just retreat pieces to certain squares.
In general, you want to retreat as little as possible. So, you know, this is, you retreated this one less than going all the way back to Echo 8.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed this with certain players at club level, that certain pieces go to certain squares in many of their variations. Some players who open the Queen's Pawn systems quite often put their Charlie 1 bishop out on Gold 5. And they'll do it against whatever black comes up with, whether it's Queen Gambit Decline, Slav, Hedgehog, Hippopotamus, Queen's Indian. They just put their bishop out on Gold 5. Irrespective whether it suits the system or not, because they just get into such a habit of having a bishop out there, they just do it automatically.
I think, you know, black should be thinking in terms of attack, despite the fact that probably all those pieces are at home. And
one of the problems
he should be thinking. He maybe he's thinking about knight takes echo.
Echo 5. You can't win the Charlie 3 bishop. Bishop Bravo 2 protects it, so you're not. And there could be a queen trade in the air.
Yeah.
Crazy ideas might not have to be accounted for.
Yeah, if you want to make it, it would be a wild game then. Black would have a quick attack, but it has no queen, as you said, so that's a problem.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe he just likes retreating, prefers a knight on Delta 7.
You can play at the Foxtrot 8 eventually, but that's quite defensive, and I would be thinking more in terms of attack for black. But you can do both. You know, you can set up a good defense and then attack a little more leisurely.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, black is rated about 2,200. I think so. Looking at some of the tournaments black played in. So, yeah. Maybe black's just confronted with a totally strange situation and just says, all right, I'll make it even stranger myself. I'll start to inject tension in it like you're doing. Knight Echo 8 is a sensible move because when knight plays knight Foxtrot 3, you can at least play bishop Gold 4, which then begins to start to challenge the dark squared pawn chain in the centre again. If you can play bishop takes Foxtrot 3 when forced so to do, one of the central defenders disappears. This has some similarities to an Alcoyne's defence.
Yes, it
does. White has a pawn on Echo 5, a pawn on Delta 4, and in some variations of the Alcoyne defence, if white ever plays knight Foxtrot 3, and black allowing black bishop gold 4 pin, most black players like to play it and trade off the knights because they're removing a defender of the dark square pawn chain. Yeah. So perhaps knight Echo 8 intending bishop gold 4 to pin knight Foxtrot 3.
You know, like the Delta 7, it blocks the bishop and the queen. You know,
okay, well, let's see how it works out.
Yep.
So, black's play knight, fox, up, delta 7. White's next move is fairly easy. Game move for white is knight, fox, up, 3. And the game move for black is, as anticipated, pawn, alpha, 5. Game move for black, pawn, alpha, 5. I think we've discussed this already. I think we've decided that if pawn alpha 5 came in, white was always going to push pawn bravo 5. I don't know what else there is, but maybe white could play queen alpha 4, pinning the alpha 5 pawn.
Mm.
But I don't see the game because you're walking into an x-ray attack yourself. White should not play bravo 4 takes alpha 5. Queen takes alpha 5 would give black. Well, queen takes alpha 5, bishop delta 2. Maybe it's not so good.
White has a weak alpha pawn.
Yeah, it's an obvious target for later on in the game, isn't it? Yeah. So after bravo takes alpha 5, it's not good for white. Rook takes alpha 5. Perfectly sensible, and then alpha 2 is always going to be a little bit of a headache for white. Now, game move for white is pawn bravo 5.
Mm.
So, black has to do something about the congestion on the queen side. Squares need to be released. So, the game move for black is Charlie 6 takes bravo 5.
Mm. How about Charlie 5?
Instead, oh yeah, I think I looked at this in the notes. Okay, let's put this back. Put the pawn back on bravo 5. Consider pawn Charlie 5.
Yeah.
Because obviously white is not going to be playing delta 4 takes Charlie 5.
Yeah, it undermines the so 5 pawn and opens up that diagonal of the bishop. Well, lots of good white things are.
I imagine white would probably go, can we do that? Bishop foxtrot 4. And if black plays delta takes, Charlie takes delta 4, white would have to be captured with the queen. And then can drop back queen echo 3 to get off the delta file. So white would be making a strong point to the echo 5 pawn with three pieces, knight, bishop foxtrot 4, queen echo 3. And black cannot get a knight on Charlie 6 to undermine the echo 5 pawn. So black would have to find a way of playing something like pawn bravo 6, put a knight on Charlie 5, which is a good square for that knight, and then slowly develop moves like maybe bishop bravo 7, knight bravo 8, delta 7. All of it slow.
Yeah, that... the whole thing with the echo 5 point, it's either strong or weak. we don't know.
It's cutting the black army in half. It's trying to keep the Gulf 7 bishop out of play.
But so white isolated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the whole argument would revolve around the echo 5 pawn. If that can be removed, then black will get some play again.
Yep.
But of course, black's got to spend quite a lot of moves getting into a position to force it off the board. And in the meanwhile, white's getting on with lots of nice developing moves. Get castle kingside, centralise the looks. So as soon as black breaks or gets some attack on the echo 5 pawn, there's plenty of development around it. Yeah, pawn Charlie 5 is interesting because the natural pawn delta 5 loses a pawn on echo 5, so that's not good. And I don't think white wants to go delta takes Charlie 5. Black will be more than happy to just play knight takes either echo 5 or Charlie 5. I think I'd prefer to play knight takes echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
and have 4 against 2 on the king's side and lead by 4 against 2 on the queen's side. And the queens are opposed. Alright, late in the game chooses to trade. Charlie, 6, takes Bravo 5. White is not going to play Charlie 4 to Bravo 5. The symmetric pawn structure is not what White wants. White wants a fluid centre. White wants the possibility of advancing either pawn delta 5 at some point and just squeeze black off the board. Get all the heavy pieces behind the pawns and just steamroll them through slowly.
Yeah, he loves his pawns.
Okay, so White in the game plays knight takes pawn Bravo 5. Game move, knight takes pawn Bravo 5. Well, black has just vacated a square. When you move a piece or a unit, pawn or piece, you vacate a square for somebody else. Mm. Black played Charlie 6 takes Bravo 5. So, black in the game gets on with some development at last. Knight, Charlie 6. Game move, Knight, Charlie 6.
Mm.
Now, there might be possibilities of a sacrifice on Echo 5. Mm. So, I think White's next move was a safety first idea. If Black had another move, perhaps Knight Charlie takes Echo 5, Delta takes Echo 5, Knight takes Echo 4. He's threatening Knight takes Foxtrot 3 check, winning the Alpha 1 up.
Mm.
I'm not certain if it's sound. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's just a little bit too optimistic.
Queen takes queen.
Yeah, it's queen takes queen for both sides in the air, and then white black would lose a lot of the attack force against the. Of course, black can't put a queen on Charlie 7 to increase the pressure on Echo 5.
Yeah.
All right, so white plays safety first. White in the game plays bishop foxtrot 4, which protects Echo 5. So there's no good tactics on Echo 5 now. So white is again over protecting the strong point. This is what Nimzowitsch tells us to do, especially in positions like the French Defense Advanced. Nimzowitsch used to put a pawn on Echo 5 and continually overprotect the pawn pieces, a knight on foxtrot 3, a bishop on foxtrot 4, maybe a queen on echo 2 or a rook on echo 1. And even if black broke with pawn foxtrot 6, white would trade, and even though the strong point of echo 5 had been traded off, the square for black was still weak because black could not advance pawn echo 5. Okay, so white plays bishop foxtrot 4. Black to play. Any ideas?
This is getting crucial here. Everyone wants to move that knight at Delta 7 that he put in the way in the first place. He should get out of the way.
Perhaps something crazy, like knight Delta Bravo 8.
Yeah.
To come out in Alpha 6. But unless you can get it to Charlie 5, if you come in pawn Bravo 4, then pawn Alpha 3 just kicks it back. Or maybe the crazy maneuver knight bravo 8 alpha 6 charlie 7 to echo 6. But you go, oh, then pawn delta 5 just wins a piece, so that's not looking very clever. Or maybe knight to, well, I don't know, bravo 6 and turning bishop golf 4.
Yeah.
It's all a bit slow, isn't it? And the best way for black to undermine this pawn chain, pawn charlie 5, it just isn't available anymore. So how is black going to attack the pawn center?
Attack it from the front, but it takes some preparation. I guess, yeah, maybe rook echo 8, knight foxtrot 8, and then maybe you can get at some point Charlie's foxtrot 6.
So it's pawn foxtrot 6 in some way, but you have to prepare this, because at the moment, if you go pawn foxtrot 6, white will push pawn echo 6, followed by pawn delta 5. White might be able to then start entering into crude ideas of pawn hotel 4-5 and try and mate black on the hotel file. Pawn and echo 6 would cut black in half.
Yes, it will actually moves that delta 7, and he's got good control of echo 6 and echo 5.
So you're looking at rook echo 8, knight foxtrot 8, which releases a few squares again, and then pawn foxtrot 6.
Yeah. Or just, he could actually move that knight somewhere else, I suppose, like bravo 6 or bravo 8, and not do the rook move.
But the knight on foxtrot 8 covers pawn echo 6, doesn't it?
Yeah, but do we need it? That's the question.
Ah.
Because we've got the bishop already hitting that. Yeah. And white is not protecting at all the way it is right now. I mean, because he's here, foxtrot, not echo 6.
Okay. So if black's going to do it, if black's going to have a plan of breaking white's center open, this has to be pawn foxtrot 6 in some way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this bishop is going to be out of the game all day. White can then start catching up in development, you know, bishop echo 2, castle king side. Or white could even go in for a crazy plan like bishop echo 2, perhaps put the king on foxtrot 1 just to get out of the way. And then we're going to go pawn hotel 4-5. Maybe you want your queen lifted somewhere like delta 2 first. Maybe white king foxtrot 1 isn't a good idea. Not without a foxtrot pawn yourself, because if black ever plays pawn foxtrot 6, you dare not have the foxtrot 5 open. So if white has had a foxtrot 2 pawn, that idea might not have been so bad. Okay. So this could take quite a lot of time on the clock, couldn't it? Trying to sort out how to unravel the pieces. Yeah.
But it's pretty. The good thing is, it's pretty clear you're gonna play foxtrot 6. It's just a question of
when and how.
How to prepare it? Yeah. The best way.
Yeah.
And of course, in general, it'd be nice to leave the rook there. If you don't play foxtrot 6, you leave the rook on foxtrot 8 has big advantage. So I think you really want to compute moving the knight to the bravo file and see if you can get away with it that way, I think.
Of course, you've got to be careful because pawn, suppose you play knight bravo 6 or 8, knight delta 7 to bravo 8 or knight bravo 6. And have you played pawn foxtrot 6, white can still go pawn echo 6. Because if you play bishop takes echo 6, it's pawn delta 5. So, if black can organise pawn foxtrot 6. And white can play pawn echo 6 safely, then it means pawn foxtrot 6 can't be played. Unless.
Well,
if pawn foxtrot 6 and white can always play pawn echo 6, then it means pawn foxtrot 6 can't be played. Unless.
The black can counterattack with. If he can counterattack with knight takes delta 4.
Woo, no. Well, white's got queen and knight on it at the moment.
Yeah. At the moment, yeah.
All right, what I'm trying to get you to find is if pawn foxtrot 6 comes in and white can play pawn echo 6 safely, it means pawn foxtrot 6 can't be played. So how does black stop the whole idea? Black still wants to play pawn foxtrot 6, but doesn't want white to get the counterplay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about it. Echo 6, I guess, first.
You put a pawn on echo 6 first.
Yeah.
And take your chances with pawn foxtrot 6 and whatever pawn structure comes out of that.
Then white has knight to delta 6.
You're right. So we don't want knight delta 6, but how are you going to put a pawn in echo 6 to stop white playing pawn echo 6 in response to pawn foxtrot 6? But if you do that, black white most definitely will play knight delta 6. So how are you going to stop that?
Good question. If you could hit it with a minor piece, then you could take it and white would end up with double pawns or something. That would be good.
So you're thinking of covering delta 6 with a knight or something, yeah?
It's not. One time the knights are badly placed in order to get. Now, if the knight had been at echo 8 the way we wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, delta 6 will be covered, and yeah. pawn foxtrot 6 will be a natural break.
It'll be so easy then, yeah. But now it's going to take like 4 moves at least to get.
You could play moves like knight bravo 6, bishop golf 4, knight charlie 8, and you've got delta 6 covered.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if black wants to play pawn foxtrot 6, we've decided that white must not be allowed to play pawn echo 6 in the play. So that means black is planning pawn foxtrot 6, but must have a pawn and echo 6. If black puts a pawn and echo 6, the knight comes in.
He could have a knight at in particular the Charlie knight at echo 6. Be an idea.
Okay, yeah.
And he can get there in a couple of moves if the queen would just get out of the way.
Okay. But we want to play pawn foxtrot 6 with pawn echo 6. But we don't want knight delta 6. So how do you stop knight delta 6? More than one way to skin a cat, you know?
Well, you could put a bishop at foxtrot 8.
Okay, but that's your good bishop, isn't it? Then there's no point in breaking the pawn foxtrot 6 if you're going to give the bishop up that easily.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. Why?
Okay, so how are you going to stop knight delta 6?
Good question. Okay. Would the Charlie knight challenge the knight at bravo 4?
Challenge the white knight at bravo 5.
Yeah.
Okay, there's several ways to do that. There's quite a lot of ways to do it. You could play knight alpha 7.
Yep.
Or there's knight delta bravo 8, alpha 6, charlie 7.
Yeah.
There's a third way.
Yeah, that. Bishop alpha 6.
Organized bishop alpha 6. So now it's a question of which one do you like? Knight alpha 7 looks a bit self-defeating, doesn't it, really? Because this knight's influence in the centre. I mean, we're going to break with pawn fox slot 6. This knight needs to be on child 6. So it's not going to be knight alpha 7.
Well, it looks like bishop alpha 6 would be the way.
Yeah, or knight bravo 8 to alpha, knight delta bravo 8, alpha 6 to Charlie 7.
That's slow. And, you know, you want to develop your bishop anyhow. And
okay, so you're thinking of trading your light squared bishop off, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, we now have the game plan. The game move for black is pawn bravo 6.
Yeah, the problem is these guys can do that all that what we did in 10 or 15 minutes. They can do that in 1 minute, right? That's the annoying part.
what you have to get into the habit of doing is keeping two skittles in the air, because the reason why it took so long, because you kept on thinking of trading when the knight came in on delta 6.
Right, which is actually, but we don't. There's this other way, yes.
Which is very inefficient, yeah. And I probably led you into that line. So I probably drew you astray. But you're right. There's two ways. You either prevent the knight coming in, or you either trade the piece off or force it back. So there's three solutions. And, you know, you've just got to say to yourself, I want to play pawn foxtrot 6, but pawn echo 6 is too strong. So if I'm going to play pawn foxtrot 6, and it is my only break, I have to have pawn and echo 6 and live with it. But I don't want knight delta 6. So there's three solutions. I either organize a trade when it comes in, or I force it back from bravo 5, or I find some means of trading it off on bravo 5. So you have to have three strategic skittles in the air when thinking, how do I prevent a move? I either cover the square, I either push the offending piece back, or I trade it off. Okay. Right, game move. Solid one.
That's okay, I guess, yeah. That's why we do these things. We hope that next time when we get a similar situation, we'd be faster at finding the correct plan. That's why we're here.
Yeah, well, there's two types of ways to analyze a position. And it took me years to start thinking strategically. Mm-hmm. I would, in this position, I would, you know, maybe 20 years ago, have gone black plays foxtrot 6, echo 6, knight moves, delta 5, and say, I'm happy. And or pawn echo 6, something pawn foxtrot 6, knight delta 6, and I'm happy. I'd never sit there thinking, you know, if black ever plays pawn echo 6, I've got knight delta 6, but if I don't want knight delta 6, then just trade it off, push it back, or cover the square. I would be hammering out variations. Variation A, move, apply, move, apply, move, apply. And then I have to go variation B, move, apply, move, apply, move, different reply. And invent a tree of analysis in my head. Well, it's much simpler to say, that piece coming in there is going to be strong. So before I prepare all this, you know, either kick it back, trade it off, or cover the square. And then you start analysing moves. Explains how I used to get into terrible time trouble. If you ever managed to talk to somebody from the 80s and 90s who knew me from IBCA circles back then, I used to get into Chris Ross. He could just about tell you. He could just about tell you how I used to play some of my games. Okay, so pawn bravo 6. And it gets rid of a piece that's going to be difficult to develop anyway. And it's for a piece that's doing no work to a piece that's doing quite a lot of work.
It's key to the plan, yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, again, another way of strategic thinking. Instead of thinking pawn bravo 6, bishop alpha 6, bishop takes bravo 5, you just look at the board and say, my Charlie 8 bishop is lousy. That knight on bravo 5 is good. Yeah, maybe I should just trade this off.
Yeah.
And then try and sculpt the pawn structure to be favourable to knights.
Yeah. Part of the general idea of you try to get rid of your weaknesses and
remove your opponent's strong pieces, yeah.
And this plan does both. Gets rid of the weak bishop and gets rid of the strong knight. Yeah, it's better to reason abstractly, you know, with ideas rather than move by move stuff.
So instead of crunching through variations, think in abstract, generalistic terms. Yeah, that knight's well placed. My bishop on c8 isn't. I don't see how I can eliminate this Charlie Bravo 5 knight without some serious knight manoeuvring myself. So maybe I'll just say I'll play bishop takes knight Bravo 5 if my opponent lets me.
Yeah.
Okay. Game move for white is bishop echo 2. Black has just played pawn bravo 6. Game move for white is bishop echo 2. And the game move for black is bishop alpha 6. Find a plan and stick to it. Game move for white. Well, okay. Black is going to play bishop takes knight. That's fairly clear.
Yeah.
What pawn structure do you want on the queen side? Are you going to retreat your knight because it's been attacked? Are you going to protect it with something else? Maybe a rook bravo 1, queen bravo 3, pawn alpha 4?
Mm.
Do you want to play Charlie 4 takes bravo 5 and have a symmetric pawn structure? Or do you want to maintain your Charlie 4 pawn to have a flexible pawn centre, pawn delta 5 or pawn Charlie 5 major?
And black's bravo 6 pawn is weak, especially if you put a rook on that file. So that would be my tendency, is to play rook to the bravo 1. By the way, getting off that diagonal of the bishop.
As well, so rook bravo 1 intending to capture with a rook on bravo 5. You won't be able to keep it there. Black can kick it out with knight delta 7.
That's fine though, but you're hitting the bravo 6 pawn as a weakness.
Okay, but one thing is absolutely clear. You're not going to you're not going to leave yourself with the only option being Charlie 4 takes bravo 5.
That locks up, yeah.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, why would have the two bishops, I guess?
Yeah.
Probably so. There'll be a lot of exchanges down the Charlie file, probably with rooks and queens, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think if rook bravo 1, black at the right moment will go bishop takes knight bravo 5, rook takes knight alpha 7. The rook comes back to say bravo 1. I don't see any point in putting it elsewhere. At the right moment, black will go rook bravo 8 and pawn bravo 5.
Fine. That would take some preparation.
Yeah. So black will, however, be able to break the queen side open. Yeah. So if you play rook bravo 8 or queen bravo, rook bravo 1 or queen bravo 3, black will be able to break the queen side open eventually in the manner we've just described. Okay, so I think that's telling you what the game move is going to be. Black is not going to be allowed any queenside play here. Or if black's going to get queenside play, he's got to sacrifice something to get it. So if you play rook bravo 1 or queen bravo 3, black will ultimately get a pawn bravo 5 break on you. And activity, something.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, your delta 4 pawn might become weak because it's backward. And if it can't advance, it could become a target ultimately. So white doesn't want a fluid queen side for black. So there's two ways. Well, I think if you retreat your knight, Black can still organise Rook Bravo 8 and Pawn Bravo 5, maybe. Maybe it needs one more preparation, Knight Alpha 7.
Knight leading that square as well, yeah.
Yeah. Can't play Knight Alpha 7 before with a Rook on Bravo 8. Yeah, you lose a piece. Okay. The game move for White is Pawn Alpha 4. So if Black ever plays Bishop takes Knight, he can take with the alpha pawn and keep the queen side locked. White's game plan is to stifle Black out. White's game plan is slow strangulation. And yet again, it's another pawn move. But where's the weakness in the White camp? I mean, where are the black pieces coordinating? They're not, are they? Bishop on golf 7 out of play. Bishop alpha 6 out of play. Knight's on delta 7, charlie 6. Nowhere to go. All right, the knight's on charlie 6 has got somewhere to go. But there's no weaknesses, there's no weak points to his. So white can afford another pawn move. And he's only one development champion down, castles. Though Black in reply could play something and get a second tempo. So Black, after playing pawn alpha 4, if Black just moves a piece, Black is technically another, technically two development champion ahead. But the position's locked, so Black can't do anything with it. All right, so White just played pawn alpha 4.
Foxtrot 6 plan.
Yeah. You have to take on Bravo 5 first and then play Pawn Echo 6. So I think. It's the only serious plan Black has.
Yeah. And he better do something. He's getting squeezed if he doesn't break out soon, maybe too late.
Yeah. White will just castle. If left to his own devices, White will just castle. Get the queen off the delta file, centralize the rook somewhere. And organise a safe pawn advance somewhere with masses of pieces behind the pawns all ready to jump in when the position opens up. And Black's pieces just aren't coordinating for defence or attack.
Yeah. Big space advantage.
Yeah.
Whereas Foxtrot 6 is going to release probably the rook and the bishop into the. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to criticise this move by Black, but it doesn't do anything wrong, but it's not doing anything right.
Yeah, he needs to do right things.
Yeah, the game move for Black is Knight Bravo 4. Yeah, all right. So it's got a good square, but so what? It can't do anything from there. All right, it's stopping Queen Charlie 2, it's stopping Bishop Delta 3.
And it saves the tempo here.
It's taken pressure off the centre. It's taken pressure off Echo 5. Yeah.
And if White does play Bishop takes Knight, Pawn takes, we chase that Knight anyway.
So it couldn't stay there. So maybe Black's getting his retaliation in first, so that as and when the sequence starts, if Bishop takes Knight Bravo 5, the Knight doesn't have to move, and whatever Black wants to do next move can be done immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right. It's about giving away plans. Okay. Yeah. So Black's not signalling the Echo 6 pawn, Foxtrot 6 plan. Black's getting the Knight out of danger so that when Bishop takes Knight, Bravo 5 comes in for Black. He doesn't have to waste a move with the Knight. Okay. So it makes sense. All right. So it does nothing wrong, and it's safeguarding the knight before it needs to be saved. Okay, so it makes sense. All right. Knight Bravo 4, game move for black. Game move for white is castle's kingside. Black just gets on with another developing move. Yeah. Right. On the basis that the queen side is going to be blocked, even with or without bishop takes Bravo 5, the queen side is always going to be blocked. So black in the game plays rook Charlie 8. Game move for black, rook Charlie 8. It's putting some pressure on Charlie 4. It means the white bishop on echo 2 can't wander too far. Mm. And black might have the plan of knight delta 7, knight bravo 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, can't quite do it. Okay, so rook Charlie 8, both players getting on with some developments. All right, white to play. How does white continue development now?
White has put his rook pointing in foxtrot 6 now. It's going to be a little harder, maybe.
All right, who's getting in the way of everyone else?
For white,
who's getting in the way of everyone else? Or everyone else who would like to improve their position? I mean, who needs to improve their position in the white camp?
The alpha rook.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's the pieces on white's back rank, basically. So we need them to shuffle around a bit.
Foxtrot rook is up. It's pretty good.
Foxtrot rook's okay. It's doing some work. It's maybe protecting foxtrot 4 if need be. X-ray defense. So the foxtrot rook's okay. So it's the alpha rook, really, isn't it? So which file looks the best? Which of the two pawns is looks to be the weaker, Charlie 4 or Delta 4? If any. So you're asking yourself, I want to centralise the alpha rook, but where?
Yeah, let's see, what does white push do? White would like to kind of push Delta 5, wouldn't they? The starters, I mean. Some more.
You might release the Charlie 5 square for a Black Knight.
Yeah. You don't want to do that right away, especially you want to force Black to move the Delta 7 knight first, then you might maybe even consider.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it can't do much for Charlie 5, but it's better on Charlie 5 than it is on Delta 7. So basically, it's the alpha rook. Which file are you going to put it on?
That's the problem.
All right. Which would it provide the greatest annoyance to Black?
Yeah.
or which could it maybe do something? Well, you can't see what's going to happen in 10 moves time. You can't analyze all variations. So on which file might things happen?
Maybe the echo file, maybe.
All right. So, okay. Okay, but that's you saying I know black is going to play Corn Fox Cut 6. You can't be certain black is going to play Corn Fox Cut 6. Black might just sit there and say, I'm not going to take any risks today. You either come and get me, or I sit here solid, and you've got to find a breakthrough. Yeah?
But you do have Echo 6 yourself.
You do. You do, but I fancy black will be okay. Black could probably just take that, yeah. And then break with pawn echo 5, because black can then go into a different plan, put the knight back on Charlie 6, and then really hammer with pawn echo 5. And white's given up a pawn for this. So, and just in general terms, you don't know black's going to come at you with pawn echo 6 or pawn fox dot 6. I mean, that's black's plan. White doesn't have to sit there going, what would I do if I was black? White goes, what do I do when I'm white? I mean, that discussion we had about planning pawn fox dot 6 was what's going through black's head. White at the moment is just sitting there saying, let's just get on with development stuff. Let's just get some coordination, leave some threats in the position.
The Grandmaster should be trying to guess what the plan of the opponent is going to be.
Well, okay, yeah. And minimise this, yeah. Close it off before it gets going.
Yeah.
Or be ready with a refutation.
Something.
Have a counter plan, yeah.
Discourage it or whatever. But because at our level, that may be a little...
a little too optimistic,
I mean, the simple thing is just play Rook Charlie 1, and just say, okay, I'll protect that guy again. And
All right. Rook Charlie 1, you're overprotecting Charlie 4. So if you want your Echo 2 Bishop might be able to play for elsewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, depending, some crazy ideas, you maneuver. Perhaps knights, assume nothing happening, knight delta 2 to echo 4, put your bishop on golf 4, and then you might be threatening pawn echo 6, and some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The game move for white is queen bravo 3. It's releasing delta 1 for a rook. White is just putting his pieces on sensible squares and saying, I've got good coordination, no weaknesses, and I'm going to slowly build behind my pawns. And if you're not careful, I will get a central pawn advance once all my pieces are ready to support it. As you said, if black just sits there, black is going to get squashed. White might double rooks on the delta file. And then prepare pawn delta 5, which might prepare either pawn delta 6 or pawn echo 6, or possibly both, with the position breaking open. Okay, so white's just threatening to threaten.
Well, white has the little threat of Charlie 5 check if, in fact, black plays Foxtrot 6.
So there's lots, yeah. So basically, here as black, what you're saying is, I should play King Hotel 8 somewhere on the line. Or if you're scared about ideas involving, an eventual King Hotel 8, you might want to play Pawn Hotel 6 and King Hotel 8, or Pawn Hotel 6 and King Hotel 7.
Yep.
So you might want to play defensive precautionary moves first. Of course, if you play pawn hotel 6, king hotel 7, and you're planning pawn foxtrot 6, then your golf 6 pawn might become a target. So you can't have everything.
But you can push it against the bishop too.
Yeah. All right, so Queen Bravo 3 is an X-ray attack on golf ace as well. It's something in the position to be aware of, okay?
You should always note those, as we found out several times.
Yeah, a player just as a casual move, and 5 moves, 6 moves, or even 10 moves down the line, it begins to count.
All of a sudden that diagonal opens up.
Yeah. All right, Queen Bravo 3. Black goes for it. I think King Hotel 8 here. I think Black should go do. I think Black should take time, but Black's going to go for it. Let's see what happens. Bishop takes Bravo 5. Game move for Black is Bishop takes Bravo 5. And the game move for White is Alpha. Alpha 4 takes Bishop Bravo 5. Okay, game move for White. Oh, hang on. Bishop takes alpha takes. We've got to give Black a move. So it's Bishop takes Bravo, alpha takes Bravo 5. Oh, game move for Black is pawn echo 6.
Oh.
So Black is now committed to this pawn fox, or he's committing himself to this pawn fox dot 6 plan.
Gotta watch out for Queen takes Echo 6 check.
Well, yeah. Yep. Right, game move for White is just threatening to threaten. Rook Alpha, Delta 1. Right, another X-ray attack. So White's got 2 X-ray attacks going now. There's one against the Black Queen on Delta 8, and there's one against the Black King on Golf 8. Of course, Black can't put the queen. Oh, Black can put the queen on Charlie 7, but White just might retreat the bishop back to Golf 3, and then the Black Queen's entered into a different form of X-ray attack. Yeah. Okay. Pawn Echo 6 is played. Rook Alpha Delta 1 is played, and it's Black to play. Where are we? Rook Alpha Delta 1. All right. Yes, again, I think Black might be thinking in terms of King Hotel H. Or maybe even Queen Echo 7 to provide a protection to. Section to the Echo 6 pawn. Yep, or both. I mean, Queen Echo 7 is sensible on its own, isn't it?
Yeah. I was looking at it as a good move.
Or can White be annoying and play Bishop Golf 5? But White, Black wants to play pawn fox dot 6 anyway, that would just encourage it. But then if the bishop retreats, bishop hotel 4, pawn golf 5, bishop golf 3. Black might go crazy with pawn hotel 5. And try and chase the dark square bishop down. Well, or a different way.
The bishop can go through fox dot 2.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So it's not a trap. Yeah, I must remember this is the 4 pawns attack.
Yeah, no foxtrot pawn.
No foxtrot pawn. Yeah. All right. So Black can play Queen Echo 7 and/or King Hotel 8 here. Black plays the game move pawn foxtrot 6. All right. White's got 3 choices here, or 2 choices: sit tight or trade. What are you going to do? White's played, Black has played pawn, foxtrot 6, what are you going to do?
You can also consider a Charlie 5, don't you? What happens here?
You are winning a pawn, but you have to then allow for the consequences of multiple trades on Echo 5. If you play pawn Charlie 5, you have to allow for moves like Foxtrot takes Echo 5, hitting your bishop. Okay, Queen takes Echo 6, check, King moves. And then you have to capture on Echo 5 with something, probably the knight. And black can go knight takes knight, Echo 5. And then you go something, or you could go Delta takes Echo 5. There's quite a lot of dynamic play here with pawn Charlie 5.
Well, you also could have pushed Charlie 6.
So you're looking at Charlie 5 and or pawn Charlie 6 as well?
Yeah. Then you've won the pawn and you're hitting the knight.
Well, if you go pawn Charlie 5, Foxtrot takes Echo 5, Queen takes Echo 6, King moves. What are you going to do? You've got a piece on priest. Echo 5 is threatening to take Foxtrot 4. Rook is threatening to take Foxtrot 4. But I think Echo 5 is the better capture.
Well, you still could push the pawn, couldn't you? Charlie 6?
You could play, or you could play Delta 4 takes Echo 5, which threatens Rook takes Knight Delta 7.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on in this position, isn't there?
It is. It usually comes to a point in the game where the big explosion occurs on both sides. Somebody gets it wrong, he loses. This is really complicated.
Yeah, you could spend a quarter of an hour on this in a game, couldn't you? You're right. This is an important position. And I don't know if the game move is actually the best. I mean, after pawn Charlie 5, you also have to allow for Bravo 6 takes Charlie 5.
Yeah.
Followed by something takes Delta 4, pawn takes Delta 4, and your centre has fallen apart. And if Bravo 6 takes Charlie 5, after Charlie 5, Bravo takes Charlie 5, okay. Queen takes Echo 6, check, King Hotites. You then have to allow for black playing Bravo, Charlie 5 takes Delta 4. So if you play pawn Charlie 5, you have to allow for Bravo 6 takes Charlie 5, and you have to allow for Foxtrot 6 takes Echo 5.
Yep.
Of course, when black played pawn Foxtrot 6, you have to allow for pawn Charlie 5.
Yep, consider the Delta 1 Rook is opening up on the Knight and Queen, too.
Okay, there's a lot to analyse here, isn't there? Lots to take into account. So, what are the candidate moves for White? There's pawn Charlie 5. There's Echo 5 takes Foxtrot 6. I don't think there's anything else in the position. And you have to have an answer to black playing Foxtrot 6 takes Echo 5. I think it would have to be knight takes. I don't think you want to give away your bishop, do you?
That's a bishop. We can throw in bishop to go five.
No, there's a pawn on... pawn on fox, not six.
That pawn.
Oh no, you can play knight takes pawn echo five. You have a fox dot six takes echo five. You can go knight takes echo five. But the defender is getting what the defender always wants. That's an exchange of defensive pieces for attacking pieces.
Mm.
So if you allow fox dot six takes echo five, there's going to be at least one pair of minor pieces trading on echo five. And it'll probably be the knight on delta 7. So black's worst piece will have the opportunity to trade itself off, which is what you don't want. This knight on foxtrot 3, it doesn't have any problems. The knight on delta 7 doesn't really have any opportunities. Knight on foxtrot 3 can reroute delta 2, echo 4, coming on delta 6 if allowed. Whereas the knight on delta 7 doesn't really have anything, does it?
So what would black do if white plays pawn takes pawn?
Well, I don't think you're going to play queen takes pawn, are you? I think you're asking for trouble.
And rook is not so good either, because then you can... It looks good, right? Because it's rook takes bishop is threatened, but then bishop skews the rook and queen. So that's so good. Looks like you have to take the bishop or the knight. Yeah, the bishop or the knight.
Yeah.
But that still leaves echo 6 unprotected, so then maybe you could do a delayed Charlie 5.
If you take with the knight, white might do something tricky like knight golf 5 on you. And there's your pawn Charlie 5 in the air again. And the beauty of playing pawn takes pawn is you give black a four-sided coin to toss as to which piece to take with.
You can make him commit himself right before you...
Yeah, I had that in a game once where my opponent just played piece takes piece because I had two pieces to recapture with on a pawn. Mm-hmm. And he said, well... I just did it because you had a three-way capture, and I knew that would take you time on the clock.
Yep, it's true.
And as it happened, all three captures were roughly the same.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes quite often the case, that there's not much in it. And what you're arguing about is what type of pawn structure or piece formation do you want?
The only small difference that makes it hard to decide. If there's a big difference, you can see it, but you often can see it pretty quickly.
Yeah, sometimes a piece trade is just a piece trade. It just liquidates the tension in the position.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give your opponent a three-way choice, yeah, but they might just think strategically, oh, I just take with this piece and I'll leave the pawn structure as it is. Yeah. So this is what white does. White in the game plays echo 5, takes foxtrot 6. White leaves the threat of pawn Charlie 5 in the air.
Right.
It pawn Charlie 5 might well win, or it might give white a strong position. I mean, it's looking good, isn't it?
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know if pawn Charlie 5 is enough. But it's very committal. So, as Nindrich said, leave the threat in the air. So he instead plays echo 5 takes foxtrot 6, because black might be getting too much play involving foxtrot 6 takes echo 5. So White's whole game plan has been to minimise Black's activity. Well, clearly Rook takes Foxtrot 6, allows Bishop Golf 5. I cannot believe that's a satisfactory exchange sacrifice. That looks just like a straight exchange loss today.
Playing with the queen looks pretty unpromising.
Yeah, I think the sensible thing might be to... Well, I'm not sure. Bishop Golf 3 is safe and has ideas of knight attacking file.
And the rook is then on the file with the queen, which is always nice for white.
Yeah. So I think process of elimination, it's either the knight or the bishop.
Mm-hmm. General grounds, I guess knight, because it's better placed there than where it is. Mm-hmm. But it's a tough to decide.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure which is the best.
Yeah, I would not seeing any advantage either one particularly. I would go with the knight. Just develop it better. The bishop was already developed either way.
Yeah, doesn't work. Yeah, white's got too much control of the echo 5 square. Black can never get a freeing echo 5 as it stands at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The delta 1 x-ray attack on the green delta 8 ties, means the knight delta 7 effectively doesn't exist as far as support is concerned. All right, for better or worse, mm-hmm. Black in the game plays bishop takes Foxtrot 6. All right, white to play. Any ideas? Again, there's quite a bit going on in this position.
White's going to have to consider Charlie 5, right?
Okay, Charlie 5. And if Black goes Bravo takes Charlie 5, you're going to go Queen takes Echo 6 check.
Yeah.
King moves somewhere, and then you go Delta 4 takes Charlie 5, and you've got a double attack on the Delta 7 Knight.
Yeah.
And Black can't play Rook Charlie 7 because the Bishop on Foxtrot 4 covers the square.
That was a good reason to take with the knight, too. It gets away from the pawn takes knight.
All right, if Charlie 5, what if Black just defends it with something like Rook Echo? Oh, Rook Echo 8 might be a bit dodgy, but... This is nonsense. Look at this. Pawn Charlie 5. Queen takes Echo 6 check. King coat of ace. Oh no, it does. Is it? Oh, it isn't. Risky. No, it's losing. I was looking at Delta takes Charlie 5, Rook takes Charlie 5, but the Delta 7 Knight falls, and there's not enough in the position for White, not for Black.
If White gets that pawn to Charlie 6, that's going to be a pretty strong pawn to play with.
It is, so the pawn Charlie 5 trick might give White an extra tempo to get to Charlie 6. Yeah, I mean, a pawn on Charlie 6 is better than a pawn on Charlie 4, without a doubt.
Yeah.
That's a strong pass pawn ready for the ending.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Pawn Charlie 5 has to be analysed. Is there anything else in the position?
Wait, let's see.
Yeah. All right, Pawn Charlie 5 is active, and it could well give White a strong position. But maybe there's something else to keep a grip on the position first, to make Pawn Charlie 5 that little bit stronger should it come in.
Delta 6.
Yeah, and then when Pawn Charlie 5 comes in, you hit Echo 6, and then depending on how the tactics work, you've always got another support for your for a pawn on Charlie 5.
Yep.
Yeah, this is it. That's the game move. The game move for White is Bishop Delta 6. So he's not missed Pawn Charlie 5. He's just saying, I prefer to have the position under a little more control before I play Pawn Charlie 5.
Yeah, but now the rook can protect Echo 6.
I think, yeah. You mean rook Echo 8?
Echo 8, I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, it protects Echo 6.
Maybe White can just build on the position with knights. Oh, you can't go knight delta 2 yet because of bishop takes pawn delta 4. Maybe White would come in with knight echo 5. So that if Black plays knight takes knight, White then takes through the pawn and the bishop is the right side of the pawn chain on delta 6. And the rook is off the foxtrot file, so then White will have, and the rook can never challenge the foxtrot file. If Black ever plays rook echo 8, Black can never challenge the foxtrot file with a rook.
Yeah.
So White could then go into positional mode. I don't know how to do it, but you know. Or maybe, as I've just described, knight echo 5, Black takes it, delta 4 takes echo 5, the bishop has to retreat, golf 7 looks sensible, you go rook delta 3 to foxtrot 3, threatening foxtrot 7. I think if Black plays rook echo 8, the foxtrot file will be a problem for Black. So Black must keep a rook on the foxtrot file to challenge White's rook on the foxtrot file.
It's blocked at the diagonal, which is a little good, but it's also bad because the rook will be pinned on the diagonal.
All right, Black in the game. Now, plays Bishop Echo 7. So this is more or less an admission that pawn foxtrot 6 idea hasn't got what Black wanted. Black wanted a bishop long diagonal aiming at the centre pawns, and Black's having to say, I can't play rook echo 8, or rook foxtrot 7 probably equally risky because pawn Charlie 5 followed by queen takes echo 6 and then knight comes in on echo 5, and there's going to be great difficulties of protecting the rook on foxtrot 7. So Black's had to retreat bishop echo 7 in order to keep a rook on foxtrot 8. Okay, it's White to play. How long you've been wanting to play this?
Well, yeah, you can play the Charlie 5 move.
Because if Black plays bishop takes bishop, you're getting queen takes echo 6 check first, followed by queen takes delta 6. And if Black then tries to open up, Bravo takes Charlie 5, Delta takes Charlie 5, There's a double attack on Delta 7. And if Knight takes Charlie 5, Queen Echo 5 check wins the Black Queen because Black's left his Queen on Delta 8 in an X-ray attack. In fact, the no, that's okay. Yeah. So the game move is Pawn Charlie 5. At last. See?
Might be able to do it sooner. But,
yeah. It might well have done, Fritz. This keeps us under more. This keeps us under best control.
There's little risk at this point of doing it.
There's less risk to White. Yeah. Okay. The tactics might well have worked out for White, but you might have to go through a lot of calculations to prove it to yourself. This way, when Pawn Charlie 5 comes in, it's safe. Or it's safer. Black's got no dynamic play against you, and all the threats are with White. But if Pawn Charlie 5 wasn't possible, Black could have prevented this, then you have to make a decision earlier. Do I let the position spin out of control with activity on both sides and trust that my better developed pieces will coordinate in the open position? Or do I keep what I've got and just sit there with my slight edge? A lot of it comes down to psychology of the player. What type of a player are you? Petrosian, and keep everything under control. So,
I would like to see what would have happened if Black had played Knight takes Foxtrot 6, which seemed better. This certainly didn't work out for Black. Maybe Knight Foxtrot 6 doesn't either, but it looked more promising anyhow.
Well, it would stop Bishop Delta 6 for a kickoff, wouldn't it? But then maybe White would have had a Pawn Charlie 5 break again, because Black could never play Bravo takes Charlie, because Delta takes Charlie. It's a tempo attack on the Black Queen. So maybe White's always effectively going to end up with a Pawn on Charlie 6, no matter what Black does.
Either way, yeah.
So White's holding back on Charlie 5, has kept it all under control. Without Black having any activity. So maybe this is all about White trying to get a pawn on Charlie 6. I'm not trying to blast Black off the board, but just simply to have a positional trump card of Pawn Charlie 6 for the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Pawn Charlie 5 play. Black to play. Any ideas? Don't forget, there's more than one way to protect the pawn, protect the unit. And remember, when a unit moves, quite a lot of things can happen. White's just played Pawn Charlie 5. What happened when White played Pawn Charlie 5 from the black perspective?
Oh, look at that. Wow. Yeah, this knight takes pawn. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Whoa. And what happened? Knight takes pawn.
Knight takes Charlie 5. Okay. Bishop takes Charlie 5. Oh, hang on. Do we win a piece out of this? I'm looking, well, you have to go with tactics. Bishop takes Echo 7. Well, there's obviously Queen takes Echo 7. Pawn takes Knight and Black's lost a piece. So Knight takes Delta 5. Bishop takes Echo 7. Knight takes Bravo 3. Bishop takes Delta 8. One of the rooks takes Delta 8. And White has lost a pawn. So Knight takes Delta 5, just simply Delta 4 takes. Knight takes Charlie 5, Delta 4 takes Charlie 5. And Black's just lost a piece.
Mm. Too bad, because it did temporarily protect the Echo 6 pawn.
Yeah. All right. When White played Pawn Charlie 5, something happened from the Black perspective. when a unit moves, it wins and it loses. What did Pawn Charlie 5 lose when it advanced?
Delta 5 square.
It lost control of the Delta 5 square. When you make a move, something always alters. No matter what, I don't think there's a single move on the chessboard. Something always alters when you make a move.
Yep.
And in this case, Pawn Charlie 5, White has lost control of the Delta 5 square. All right, you win. You make a move, you win something, you lose something. White's lost control of Delta 5. But White is going to get a pawn on Charlie 6. So I think you've seen how Black protects the pawn.
Puts the knight at Delta 5, then.
Yep. Game move for Black, it's knight Delta 5. Black should not play bishop takes bishop because a queen takes pawn check followed by queen takes bishop Delta 6. Okay, so the game move for Black is pawn, knight Delta 5. It's white to play. Now, if you play pawn Charlie 6 immediately, I'll give you a couple of question marks. So what does White do? You want to play pawn Charlie 6, but you don't want to lose your Delta 6 bishop.
It's protected by pawn. Oh, I see. No. Opposite. Yeah, so the bishop takes bishop first.
So you trade the piece that's going to be left unprotected. So White's in the game, but it's bishop takes bishop echo 7. And Black has a two-way capture. Black could be captured with the knight from Delta 5, but then you lose your echo 6 pawn.
The whole point
of putting the queen on Bravo 3, more or less, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the point of putting the queen on Bravo 3 was just to vacate Delta 1. And leave something in the air, maybe something might happen. And White's got lucky, something is happening.
Or if he was really smart, he knew that was Black's only way to break, so he...
You might be right there, that's a possibility. But it was about the only sensible square the queen had anyway.
Yeah.
And Delta 1 was the massive good. Yeah. So by process of elimination, you could arrive at the right move.
Yeah.
For different set of reasons.
It was either lucky or very lucky.
Yeah. 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 Okay, so Black in the game must play queen takes bishop echo 7. Game move for Black is queen takes echo 7. So White to play. We're not going to play pawn takes pawn Bravo 6. That just brings the Black Delta 7 knight into the game. So White in the game just pushes on pawn Charlie 6. Game move for White is pawn Charlie 6. Well, the knight's got no destiny on... If the knight goes Bravo 8, it's locked itself in. Can't escape. So there's only one safe move. Knight on Delta 7 goes to Foxtrot 6. Game move for Black is knight Delta 7 to Foxtrot 6.
The knight Delta 5 is a pretty nice place there.
Yeah, it can't be kicked out by a pawn. Well, these are the trades you have to make in chess. The Black Knight on Bravo 4 was doing nothing. Now it's on Delta 5. It's sort of active. If it's in the air, you know, yeah, you've got White has to keep control of the Echo 3 square.
Yeah, it's almost a fork there.
Yeah, almost, as you say, and maybe a knight might jump in on Foxtrot 4, depending on how things go. But White, in the long term, has got to pass a pawn on Charlie 6. That's going to be very... That, should we get to a minor piece ending, that pawn is going to cause problems for Black.
The Black does have a passed alpha pawn.
Yeah, okay, but it's a lot further back. It's a lot further back. White's only two moves away. Okay. Black's 1, 2, 3, 4 moves away. Yeah.
Right. On the other hand, it's an outside pawn.
It's an outside pass pawn, yeah. So it's two. It's two. So the black king is two moves closer to Charlie six, and the white king is two moves further away from Alpha five. So yeah, arguably it's balancing. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'd rather have white than black.
Yes.
Because white, in order to get rolling, if white commits once, Charlie seven, then it's going to promote next move. But if black commits once, Alpha four, it's got three moves to get through unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
So the white threat is stronger than the black threat. But I agree. It's they've both got possibilities. And in a knight and pawn ending, maybe the black pawn on Alpha 5 might be just that little bit more influential than the white pawn on Charlie 6. In a king and pawn ending, these cancel out.
If they're both kings are over, there would just be a draw. Nobody could do anything.
Yeah, you need other pieces flying around. Yeah. Okay, so knight on fox.7 to knight delta 7 to fox.6 to white to play. Any ideas?
By the way, Bravo 6 pawn is a weakness.
Yeah, but it's defended by the knight from Delta 5.
But you can't attack that knight with the bishop. It's a tandem, but then if it's tandem, then you don't actually take it.
Okay, so basically, we need some regrouping, don't we? Yeah, white's got to go through some regrouping.
This delta pawn is weak, yes. Echo 6 pawn for black is weak. Mm.
So white wants to gang up on echo 6, and how is black going to gang up on delta 4? Because in order to get at delta 4, you're going to have to remove both your knights, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to open up the delta file and put something on the long diagonal to hit delta 4. So black's pawn is more open than white's. So how are you going to build on echo 6? Just throw some ideas around.
You can attack with rooks and the bishop, which is nice, and the knight for that matter.
Yeah. Well, you can't get a bishop to go 4. But if you're gonna get it with a rook on the echo file, you don't want the bishop on the echo file, do you? So the game move for white is bishop Charlie 4.
Slice down the two knights and one.
Now that might be tying down the delta 5 knights. So protecting echo 6 by just remaining on delta 5.
And the other knight too, because...
Yeah, so now the foxtrot 6 knight can't move, otherwise you'll just lose a pawn for nothing. And the echo pawn can't advance for black. Not that it could anyway, because at the moment white will just take it. White has always owned echo 5. Have you noticed that? The whole game, white has owned the echo 5 square.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fascinating, isn't it? Because when black plays the King's Indian perk, it's always dark squared activity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Black wants to own this diagonal. And yet it's white who has owned echo 5. Okay. So white plays bishop Charlie 4, black in the game. Okay, black, the weak piece in the black position is the delta 5 knight, isn't it? White, black can't move the echo 6 pawn, black can't move the foxtrot 6 knight. So quite a few units are being tied down because of this queen bishop threat of bishop takes delta 5 if anything moves.
Mm-hmm.
And White is going to play rook echo one, and we all know what that means, so it'll be extra attack. In fact, if White had two moves now, White would play rook, one of the rooks to echo one, and play bishop takes knight, winning a piece.
Mm-hmm.
This is White's threat. One of the rooks echo one, followed by bishop takes knight, delta five. Clearly, pawn takes knight, loses queen immediately. So Black will play knight on fox.6 takes delta five, but then White plays queen takes knight, delta five. And the echo six pawn is pinned. So black would have to either lose a piece with or without queens on the board. Both are as good as resignation. So black in the game gets out the threat before it arrives. Black in the game plays queen delta six. So he's off the echo file and he's over protecting delta five again. So now the fox.6 knight has options of movement if it wants. So, big decision for White. You are allowed to flip a coin.
Which rook to put on echo one, then?
Which rook to put on echo one? Are you scared of protection to the delta four pawn, or are you more interested in fighting out for whatever can happen on the foxtrot file?
I don't think the foxtrot file is going to be too much use. The king will control. You got to put the foxtrot rook on echo one.
Okay. If you play it slowly, it probably doesn't matter. I can see White doubling rooks with moves like one rook to echo one. You've got to be careful about putting rook on echo two because knight fox.4 might be an annoyance. No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Not going to work. You can't double rooks on the echo file. Because, you can't. Yes, I don't know. All right, I don't know. I'm looking at ideas. One of the rooks to echo one goes to echo five, and you double rooks. As you double rooks, you're threatening rook takes echo six. But when you double rooks, black might be able to go knight foxtrot four. White's quadrupled on echo six, so bishop takes pawn, echo six checks in the air. And also queen takes delta four check for black is in the air. So there's some complications here. Oh no, there's a knight on fox.3. So maybe your delta four pawn doesn't need protecting, providing you keep a knight on fox.3.
You want to be able to move it. Maybe more you want to move the rooks, so leave the knight for that job and rooks into the attack.
All right. So whichever way round, white decides rook delta, echo one, leaving the knight. Because if you think about this, the only unit that black can gang up on this, the delta four pawn successfully lies, is a combination of knight and something else. But how is he going to get knights? The knight's got to get to foxtrot 5. So it has to be knight hotel 5, golf 7, foxtrot 5. A bit cumbersome.
Yeah, the knights are not well set up to hit the delta 4 square.
Even if it does, it only hits it once. Black still has to get a second unit of attack on it.
Yep.
All right. So rook delta echo 1. All right, what's black going to play? It's attacking a pawn, so there's a potential attack there. Where are we?
I guess it's good too, but if you move the foxtrot rook away, I said then black actually could play king to foxtrot 7 to protect that pawn. But now he doesn't dare do that, I think.
If you play King Foxtrot 7, you might be walking into Knight Golf 5 check.
Yeah, exactly. But if the Foxtrot rook could move to Echo 1, then it's not as bothersome as this way.
Okay, so Rook Delta, Echo 1. There's a few moves here for Black.
So
yeah. All right. I'm wondering if Rook Charlie Echo 8 and maybe double rooks on the Echo file. You still can't blast out with pawn Echo 5. You gotta be careful about this light square diagonal to Golf 8. So Black just took a simple solution and just played game move for Black, King Golf 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Black in desperation may have to do a pawn storm in the king side. Otherwise he'll slowly lose, I think.
Maybe Black's protecting Golf 6 and Black can play Pawn Hotel 6. But the trouble is, it's white to play. Black's just played King Golf 7.
Mm-hmm. That also got off.
Maybe Rook Charlie Echo 8 was better over protecting Echo 6 before it needs protecting. It's singly attacked, singly protected. Play Rook Charlie Echo 8, it's singly attacked, doubly protected. So should it get doubly attacked, it doesn't need doubly defending immediately. No. So get your retaliatory defence in first with Rook Charlie Echo 8. Might be a subtlety here for Black. Okay, White in the game to play. Where's the weak points?
Echo 6.
Echo 6, so how are you going to get after it?
You can light up to attack it, or you can sure it's not trying to double the rooks.
If you play Rook Echo 2, Knight Foxtrot 4 might come in.
Okay, I don't want that. So you could prepare, you mean you could play Golf 3.
Maybe. Okay.
Just taking
square. Take the square away.
Yeah.
Like somebody didn't do last week in the game, right at the end.
Yeah, if you move the knight up, then Black protects, and then he might be able to chase the knight with gain of tempo with Hotel 6.
Yeah, so you're looking at Knight Golf 5.
Yeah. Presumably Rook protects the pawn and
Knight Golf 5 doubly attacks Echo 6.
Yeah.
And threatens an exchange fork. So Knight Golf 5 threatens Knight takes Echo 6 check, winning exchange and the game.
Mm-hmm. Black should have played Hotel 6.
Before King Golf 7, maybe?
Yeah.
Or Rook Charlie Echo 8. So if White plays Knight Golf 5, you're doubly protected to begin with. So then you can kick back with Pawn Hotel 6. And then you advance King. So basically, White would be racing two knights on me because after it rook Charlie 8 instead of King Golf 7. Knight Golf 5 is a waste of time because Pawn Hotel 6 kicks it back no matter what.
It's even worse than a waste of time. I think it's black, you know, a little counterplay by pushing the pawn some more. Because I guess gives him one move in his attack, whereas White wastes two moves.
Yeah, so the principle of King Golf 7 is a good one.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's always wise to get off an extra attack, but it should have been done 10 moves ago.
Yeah, but that's sure right.
As I keep saying, you can live with extra attacks, providing you are confident that you can calculate tactics accurately and deeply. But if you're not confident in your ability to calculate tactics and live with the dangers that an extra attack can create, then I would suggest if an extra attack comes on your queen, king, if it's safe so to do, just get out of it. Yeah. Of course, you don't have to, but the longer you leave an extra attack, the more tricks that can arise. So if you're confident about your tactics, then live with extra attacks by all means. Grandmasters can and do, but they know they can calculate. But even then, they sometimes get it wrong. They can think they can live with an extra attack, and they can't. And the opposite also applies. You know, if you can't think of anything particularly specific to do, then just look for an extra attack. Just set one up and see what your opponent does. And if they're not as alert as you, then it might, something might come of it. Okay, so I think Charlie echoed previous move, which is telling you the game move for White is Knight Golf 5. Now, that's quite a committal move. When a piece moves, what does it do? There's gains and losses. Win something, lose something. When the knight went to golf 5, what did White lose?
Protection of delta 4.
Protection of delta 4, yeah. Anywhere else? All right. Who's the strongest defender on a castle king?
Of which king?
Of any castle king, who is usually the strongest defender?
Yeah, the knight.
The knight on the bishop 3 square. You know, think back to the Victorian days of King Gambits and such like. Knight on Foxtrot 3 or Foxtrot 6 or on the other side of the board, Charlie 3, Charlie 6. They're usually the one that if you want to crunch through, that one usually has to be eliminated along the way. And this time she's voluntarily walked out of the defence.
Oh boy. Yes, it was Knight of Golf 4 maybe or something like that.
This is what you have to calculate. Well, has White calculated it correctly? White just played Knight Golf 5. The question is, can Black play Knight Golf 4, threatening mate on Hotel 2? Both players have to calculate the consequences of Knight takes Echo 6 check.
Check, even, yes.
Yeah.
That can't be bad. Yeah, well, maybe it can be.
Okay, let's have
a look. It's a free move.
Knight Golf 5 is the game move. Knight Golf 5 is the game move. We're proposing Black plays Knight Golf 4. You want to play Knight takes Echo 6 check. All right, I'll play Rook takes Knight Echo 6.
Wait a minute.
You've lost a piece and I'm still threatening mate, says Black.
No, wait a minute. I thought the rooks were on Charlie and Foxtrot, no?
The rooks are on Foxtrot and Delta. Oh. Foxtrot and Echo. No, the Oh, hang on, after knight go five. Ah, sorry, you're right. You're right. The rook is on Charlie. You're right. I'm missing. I'm confusing lines. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, so knight go four can be met immediately by knight takes f6 check.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so the king moves, say, hotel ace.
Right. Is that a game move?
No, knight go four is proposed move.
Even knight go four is a proposed move. Okay.
Knight go four is a move to be analysed.
Alright. But it's not a game move yet, anyway.
We're still analysing it.
Yeah, okay. I'll put the knights back on. Yeah. Alright. Knight go four.
To be analysed.
But white has played knight go five, yeah.
White has definitely played knight go five. It's black to play. We're analysing knight go four. Is it any good?
Yeah. And certainly the obvious.
Well, there's knight takes echo. Alright, analyse the obvious. Knight takes echo six check.
Yeah.
King, I imagine hotel ace. You don't want to step back onto light squares. If you go king hotel six, that's a bit embarrassing because of queen hotel three check. The king and its mate. So, if knight go four, knight takes echo six check, king hotel ace is probably the best. If you get greedy and start taking on foxtrot 8, you'll end up in queen. You might end up in queen takes echo two mate. Actually, you might not. Oh, look at that. Oh, this is not fair. Rook takes foxtrot 8 check. Rook takes foxtrot 8. Knight takes foxtrot 8. And if queen takes hotel 2 check, it's not mate because foxtrot 1 is now free for a flight square. But after king foxtrot 1, queen hotel 1 check, king echo 2, queen takes golf 2 check. Well, it's a piece up, but black's got a lot. I don't know if the queen knight activity is enough to do anything. It probably isn't. Mind you, there's two knights floating around, aren't there? There's a knight on golf four, and there's a knight on delta five. Maybe black does have a mate in this. Oh, white's a rook up on echo one. So is there enough for a mate in this here? So let's have a look. Knight go four. Knight takes echo six. King hotel ace. Greedy. Rook takes foxtrot eight. Rook takes foxtrot eight. Knight takes foxtrot eight for white. Queen takes hotel two check. King foxtrot one. Queen hotel one. Ooh, is there something else? Well, there's queen foxtrot four. No, the queen fox comes in on foxtrot three. So queen hotel one check. King foxtrot two. Queen takes. Oh. King echo two, queen takes golf two check, king delta one. Knight on golf four to echo three check, king Charlie one. And the queen on Bravo three protects the mate on Charlie two. So white is a rook up. I don't think black's got enough for the rook. So it looks like white can afford knight takes echo six check. Okay, so knight go four is too speculative. Black to play. Knight go four looks too risky.
Too bad. Almost.
Well, it depends what type of player you are. The player who likes complications and attacking will have to analyse knight go four. But the player who doesn't like risks or complications will just play the game move immediately. I'm not even going to look at knight go four.
Well, black is pretty desperate at this point.
Yeah. Okay, game move for black is rook on Charlie ace, echo ace. Right, so game move for black is rook on Charlie ace to echo ace. White to play. Any ideas?
Okay.
you can do. You can take it anyway.
Can you?
Well, maybe. It looks like you can because you undermine the protection of the Delta 5 Knight. Yeah.
Okay, you're looking at Knight takes Echo 6, Black Rook takes Echo 6, White Rook takes Echo 6, Black Queen takes Echo 6, but the
Bishop takes Knight.
Mm-hmm. And then Knight on Foxtrot 6 takes Delta 5.
Oh, he's got enough protection there? Oh,
there's still a knight on Foxtrot 6.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
So you'd have lost a piece there. Yeah, the Delta 5 knight is protected by Foxtrot 6 and Queen Delta 6 and Pawn Echo 6. And I don't think there's any fancy combinations on Foxtrot 6. Well, it's on in them. Knight takes Echo 6, check. Black Rook takes Echo 6. White Rook takes Echo 6. Black Queen takes Echo 6. White Rook takes Foxtrot 6. So that if Knight takes backwardly Foxtrot 6, you lose your Queen. Queen takes Echo 6, but you don't backwardly take with a Knight. You play Queen. Queen takes Rook on Foxtrot 6. And if White ever plays Bishop takes Knight Delta 5, it's not checked because the King's on Golf 7. So White can invade Queen Foxtrot 1 Mate.
Huh.
And if White doesn't play Bishop takes Knight Delta 5, Black's just a whole Rook up. Black just moves the Knight from somewhere and there's a whole Rook up. White's got no compensation whatsoever, other than having one rook less to worry about. So Knight takes Pawn Echo 6, it doesn't work.
So, how about Charlie 7?
Be aware of that there's knights on Delta 5 that can backwardly take it, covering Echo 6. Okay, it's 4 attacks for 4. Okay, it's a trick. You're getting the pawn back, but all you're doing is giving away a strong pawn for a weak pawn.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, you're giving away a safe pawn for a potentially weak pawn. All right, if the pieces flow in afterwards, by all means. So if there's a sequence whereby White crashes through, Charlie 7, Knight takes Charlie 7, White Knight takes Echo 6, check, getting it back, Knight takes Echo 6, Bishop takes Echo 6, it's a Bishop's Knight ending, and Black's got Queen takes Delta 4, check. White's just a pawn down for nothing. You could try Rook Echo 5.
Yeah.
But then Black might go Knight Golf 4, hitting your Rook and Hotel 2. Move your Rook, you get Queen takes Hotel 2 mated. Mm. Could try rook foxtrot 3, just keeping ideas, maybe rook hotel 3. So there's nothing concrete here for white, is there? You can't guess another piece. Oh, you can. You can play Queen Hotel 3 to put another piece on Echo 6. Actually, Queen Hotel 3 puts a... Oh, it doesn't... Oh, complications. Queen Hotel 3 threatens rook takes foxtrot 6 and all sorts of ideas. But it's not a mate, though, is it? It's not a mate. The like, idea...
It's 10. You got to, so you can take back with the knight and still cover Hotel 7.
You take back with the knight on Delta 5, yeah. Yeah, that's the easiest piece capture to miss, apparently. The backward knight capture.
The white could throw in bishop takes knight.
Okay, and then play Queen Hotel 3.
Yeah.
And you're doubly attacking Hotel 7 and Echo 6. Well, this is what white plays in the game. There's maybe Queen... All right, Queen Hotel 3 first. As you say, take the knight first. Bishop takes knight, Delta 5. Game move for white is bishop takes knight, Delta 5. Right. Three-way coin for black again.
Yeah, white had to compute all three possibilities. Now black has to.
That's the second time white has done it this game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Given black a three-way capture and a four-way capture.
He's got to compute them all. White has to give. It's tougher on white because he has one more deeper, one more move, one more ply deeper to go.
All right, let's look at the obvious one first. Queen takes Delta 5 for black. Mm-hmm. Well, you just simply trade queens, and no matter what black captures with, whether it's pawn or knight, the knight comes in on Echo 6, whether it's capturing a pawn or not, forking an exchange. Because the queen was the second protection. The queen was the double protection on Echo 6. So bishop takes knight, black queen takes bishop, Delta 5, mistake. Queen takes queen, Delta 5. And if pawn takes Delta 5, black at least saves the pawn. But then knight on golf 5 to Echo 6 check wins at least an exchange and the game, I would suggest. It takes some time to win, but it should be a winner club, I think.
Switch out for queen takes Delta 4 check.
That's not possible yet because black's got to recapture on Delta 5 first.
Yeah, I mean, if he took with the queen, for instance.
Yeah. Oh, if he took with the queen, he's looking for queen takes Delta 4 check and queen takes golf 5, by the way. But white simply trades queens and invades knight Echo 6 check. Winning an exchange.
He doesn't get the chance, yeah, right.
Black will never get the chance for queen takes Delta 4.
Black, on the face of it, would like to play pawn takes bishop to get rid of his weakness. Maybe well, change rooks and go down into an endgame for a draw or something. But white gets to make some moves.
Well, Black's got to recapture the piece first. Which way are you taking? You're not taking with the queen. We've eliminated that one very quickly. Now you either take with the pawn or you take with the knight.
So you'd like to take the pawn. So it wouldn't be a target so much.
So you're thinking of playing Echo 6 to take Delta 5 just so as it can't be a target anymore.
Of the knight. And then it looked like exchange of rooks may occur, and maybe white's attack would peter out.
And depending on how the game goes, you might play pawn hotel 6 and get a knight in on echo 4.
Yeah, there you go.
So pawn takes Echo 6 deck Delta 5 seems to remove a target.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what happens. Black in the game plays Knight on Foxtrot 6, takes Delta 5. I prefer pawn takes Delta 5, by the way. For the reasons we've just given. The target moves.
Yeah, it moves out of range. That's.
Yeah.
Now it's still a target.
Now it's still a target. And incidentally, on Delta 5, it was a very heavily protected unit.
Yeah.
And you've made the pawn structure symmetric. The only plus Mike would have in that position after Echo 6 Delta 5 is the Charlie 6 core. I don't think White can make use of it in this position. I think there has to be quite a lot of endgame play. White can't get at Black's Bravo pawn, and Black can't get at White's Bravo pawn. So I think it's a question of whose knight can get over into each other's queen side first.
Mm-hmm.
But that assumes that each player is going to voluntarily look for rook trade. So at least one set of rooks look like they're going to trade. But neither player wants to do the rook trade first, because whoever trades first concedes the echo file. Okay, well, Black's played knight to its Delta 5. What are you going to do, White?
I'll keep going after that weakness there. This is a fifth there. Echo 5.
Rook Echo 5. Black might trade rooks and take the Foxtrot file on you.
You can. Oh, I'm doing this up here. Okay. Takes a rook. Do you take the king? Yeah.
Okay, you're examining White got forcing moves. All forcing moves should be examined first. Rook takes fox plus eight. And if Black goes rook takes rook fox plus eight, Knight takes echo six check wins an exchange because you've deflected the Charlie rook away. Sorry, the echo eight rook away.
Face of it, yeah.
So rook takes rook for White must be answered by king takes rook.
Well, is that,
and if White wants, there's knight takes hotel 7 check for a long ending.
Yeah, the same, by the way, could play queen takes rook, but it's the same problem.
Knight takes echo 6 check. And then Black would have to go rook takes knight, echo 6. White goes rook takes rook, echo 6. And White's an exchange up. There's some hard work to do, but that's. It should be the way.
Are those game moves now? Rook takes?
No. We're still analysing.
Oh.
But you're analysing rook takes rook, aren't you?
Yeah. That's so pretty obvious. Like a good
and move. And it's another three way recapture, isn't it?
Yeah.
If White plays rook takes rook fox dot eight, Black rook takes rook on fox dot eight loses to knight takes pawn echoes.
Yeah.
That loses an exchange. It's a long term win. White has to be careful, but so it should be done.
It's not a real choice. He's got to play king takes rook.
And similarly, if rook takes rook fox dot eight, if Black plays queen takes rook fox dot eight, you set up a royal fork. Knight takes pawn echoes six check. And Black must give up rook takes echo 6, White rook takes rook echo 6. And yes, again, Black's an exchange down on pawn for no play. You're not going to get a perpetual against the White King. It's, it's I, I'm not going to say it's a slow death. It might be a fairly quick death.
Oh, yeah. And queen are pretty good against the king.
Okay. So, if white plays rook takes rook, black will have to play king takes rook.
Which is ugly.
Yeah. White then has the option of knight takes pawn check, but is there better? I mean, there's nothing wrong with knight takes pawn check.
Right.
If rook takes rook, king takes rook, we say forced. There's nothing wrong with knight takes hotel 7 check, but is there better? Okay, who is it working for white?
Yeah, queen's not doing much. Let's see.
Not on Bravo 3, she ain't.
So we could check down the file on the.
So you're looking at rook takes rook, fox not a, king takes his force, we say. Now you're looking at queen, fox got 3 check.
Yeah.
And there are 5 replies, or 6 replies. Candidate move, rook takes rook check, king, rook takes rook, fox to take, king takes, queen, fox dot 3 check suggestion. There are 6 replies. There's knight, fox dot 6, well, we can ignore that, you'll just take it, mate it. There's king, golf 8, king, golf 7, king, gecko 7, and 2 pieces can come in on fox dot 4. So let's dismiss some of the easier ones. Rook takes fox dot 8 proposed, king takes queen fox dot 3. Let's say queen fox dot 4. Any ideas?
They just win the queen, moving the queen away so the rook queen.
Oh, actually you're winning a piece, aren't you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's no rook on fox dot 1 anymore.
Oh, that's right.
It's a ghost. There's a ghost.
It's on the board, but it's not.
But what do you notice about the fox dot file?
It's open.
All right. So if black blocks a check with queen fox dot 4,
oh, then there's the, yeah, there's a, oh, we were going, a fork.
You could fork.
Well, that's not right. The rook is protecting that, isn't it?
You'll lose. If you go knight takes echo 6 check, rook takes.
Yeah.
Oh, you could go rook takes rook, and you'd be an exchange up. Okay. You should not play queen takes fox dot 4 check, because when the knight takes, it backwardly guards its own rook on echo 6. Now, I want you to find something else. If rook takes rook, fox will take, king takes, queen fox dot 3 check for white, queen fox dot 4 for black. Keep examining the forcing moves.
Couldn't you play queen takes queen and then pin the knight to the...
Yeah, queen takes fox dot 4 check, knight takes fox dot 4, rook fox dot 1, and the knight can't move, and black can't protect it with anything. You're going to play pawn golf 3. All right, black could play pawn hotel 6, but then you move the knight. And then if black moves the king, you play rook takes knight. If black protects the knight with pawn golf 5, you still play pawn golf 3. And you're winning knight, so you're winning a piece for a pawn. So, all right, so there's one good line for us. And if you follow the same set of logic, rook takes, king takes, queen fox top three. If knight fox top four, pawn gold three is going to win a piece, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we have to look at the king running away. White goes rook takes rook, proposed. King takes fox top eight, queen fox top three. The obvious one, king golf eight, is a mate in two. Queen fox top seven check. King hotel seven. And if you manage to miss queen takes echo eight, queen takes hotel seven is mate. But you could go queen takes echo eight if you've got a cruel streak about you. So let's go again. Rook takes rook, proposed. King takes fox to say queen fox drop three. Let's go king golf seven. Well, now you go queen fox drop seven check. And if king hotel six, the simple move is just to win an exchange with queen takes rook echo eight. Allow king takes knight golf five. And then play rook or queen takes pawn echo six. Queen takes pawn echo six, I think is better. And then you're threatening moves like queen delta seven and queen. It's over. The black king's in an awkward state. You're exchanging pawn up. So king golf seven, after queen fox for three check, king golf seven is no good. So one last try. We're proposing rook takes rook fox to take, king takes, queen fox dot three check, king echo seven. Well, you still come in queen fox dot seven check. The king has to go back to delta 8. Now you've got a triple attack on echo 6. You play knight takes pawn, echo 6 check.
Mm.
If the king goes to Charlie 8, you got a mate in one. Well, you could be cruel and play queen takes rook on echo 8. But queen bravo 7 is mate. So, after rook takes rook proposed, king takes fox dot eight, queen fox dot three check, king echo seven, queen fox dot seven check, king delta eight, knight takes pawn. The only way to avoid mate is play rook takes knight echo six, and then white goes rook takes rook echo six. You exchange her, the black queen is attacked. And there's a threat of rook echo eight mate. So you're winning material in all variations. After black plays knight takes bishop delta five, if white can find rook takes rook fox dot eight, followed by queen fox dot three check, white is winning material in all variations. So the previous move, when black played knight takes bishop delta five, black had to play echo six, pawn echo six takes delta five.
Yeah, look better anyway.
Yep. Okay. So black has played knight takes pawn delta five. Knight takes bishop delta five. White's in the game, plays rook takes rook fox not eight. Game move rook takes rook fox not eight for white. Game move for black is king takes rook fox not eight. Game move for white is queen foxtrot 3 check. Game move for black is the knight goes to foxtrot 4. Because by playing the knight to foxtrot 4, if white wants to win the knight with a pin, pawn golf 3, black's got queen takes pawn, delta 4 check, you see. You've been looking for that. Alright. Game move for white is pawn golf 3. So the knight is pinned, the knight can't move. Let's just make sure what black did. Alright, so we have rook takes, fox drop, king takes. Queen gives check, knight for four. Golf three. Yep, game move for black is queen takes pawn, delta four, check. Right, black's only chance of a draw now is to get rid of all white's queenside pawns and hope the ending, he can hold the ending a piece down. After queen takes four, delta four check, white plays king hotel one. And black in the game plays pawn, hotel slips. Right, white to play.
How about queen delta? What?
Queen where?
Delta 5.
There's a white queen on Foxtrot 3.
Protected by the knight.
You want to trade queens?
Yeah, we're better than losing a piece. That way, black doesn't get the knight.
Oh, yes, she does. If queen delta 5, just rook Foxtrot 1.
Queen Foxtrot 1, you said?
If queen delta 5, white plays rook Foxtrot 1.
Rook Foxtrot 1, yeah, okay.
And when you trade queens, the knight is still in the pin.
Mm. Okay, okay. It might have been worth a try, though.
Okay, all right. It's a different way. Okay, I see your point. Ah, if queen delta 5, rook Foxtrot 1, you might at least have queen takes pawn bravo 5. But then queen takes knight Foxtrot 4 check. Ah, I can't believe you're going to survive that. You shouldn't survive, should you? Queen, rook and knight coming in up the Foxtrot file. I don't believe it. All right, so you're suggesting queen delta 5. White must play rook Foxtrot 1 to keep the pin going up the Foxtrot file. Oh, hang on. After queen delta 5, you just play... Oh, you can't. Ah, after queen delta 5... Black is threatening queen takes knight golf 5.
Ooh.
So, white simply plays knight echo 4. And then the threat is queen takes, or anything takes Foxtrot 4. So if you play queen delta 5, the knight on golf 5 comes back to echo 4, and the black knight is still in the pin.
Wow.
Okay, nice try. So instead, black plays pawn hotel 6. Obviously, if white plays pawn takes knight, black will play pawn takes knight on golf 5. White can go pawn takes pawn, discovered check. But you've lost a pawn in the middle of all this on delta 4, so you haven't won a piece. All you've done is give yourself the worst position in a queen and rook ending.
Mm.
Well, I don't know if it's worse. It should be enough. Both sides should have enough for a draw. All right, pawn hotel 6. Have you got knight takes pawn echo 6 check?
Take it, right?
Well, knight takes pawn, echo 6 check, family fork all over the place, yeah.
That's where rook takes knight. Yeah.
And white goes rook takes rook, and is black about to resign? What do you notice about the white king?
Yeah, as no, so back.
Yeah, the white king, because the black knight on fox four is covering golf 2, the white king is in a potential back rank mating position. So this is what we're looking at: knight takes pawn, echo 6 check, greedy for white. Black plays rook takes knight. White plays rook takes rook. Otherwise, you just lost a piece. And black then plays queen alpha 1 check. And all white can do is put a rook in the way, a queen in the way, and it's still checkmate. So knight takes pawn, echo 6 check is greedy. So the game move for white is just to move the knight from foxtrot from golf 5 and then pick up the foxtrot 4 knight next move.
Where did game you...
move. Okay. Sorry?
You said golf 5, I think, is the knight, but can't get there. Oh,
the knight.
Okay, yeah.
The knight is on golf 5. You move it from golf 5, yeah?
Yeah, go 4, huh?
And it's on golf 5. So all you do is move, white moves the attack piece, and the black knight can't move.
You better go to echo 4, though, or else we have that trick that we talked about, maybe.
So if he goes knight hotel 3...
For example, yeah.
Yeah, knight hotel 3, queen delta 5.
Yep.
Ah, but then rook foxtrot 1. It's the same story. Mm. Because if queen takes queen, rook takes queen, and the knight is still in the pin. And then white can afford to play queen takes queen because black can't recapture. Ah, it doesn't work. Ha ha. Knight hotel 3 is a mistake.
Yeah.
Black plays queen delta 5, rook foxtrot 1, king golf 7. Oh, white plays knight takes knight, foxtrot 4. It's all right. Or pawn takes knight, golf, foxtrot 4. So white wins. Knight hotel 3, white wins. But the white knight needs to be in the centre of the board. The game move for white is knight echo 4.
Yeah, it's important, yeah.
So everything protects itself. Everything's protecting itself now. The black knight is still in the pin. So black just plays the game move. Black gets the knight out of the pin. Black plays king, golf, 7. Game move, king, golf, 7. Right. White to play. There's an important move to be found. Oh, no, not yet. Is it? No, not yet. I don't think so. Read the game score. It makes much more sense. Knight L6. Knight F4. King, golf, 7. Right. All right. It probably doesn't matter, but the game move for white is pawn takes knight, foxtrot 4. Otherwise, the knight will run away. So white's won his piece. It's black to play. Well, this is just a question of technique now. There's so many moves available here for black. I mean, this is just a slow win for white. I mean, black's only got a pawn compensation for the piece. And white is threatening Queen Charlie 3 to trade queens. So the game move for black is pawn echo 5. Which prevents queen. Well, it doesn't prevent queen Charlie 3. All right, so black is just... White has just taken a knight on foxtrot 4. Golf takes foxtrot 4. If white had taken with the queen, black would have played rook foxtrot 8 and got some play down the foxtrot file. It shouldn't lead to anything, but why give your opponent chances? Why give your opponent hope? Why give your opponent some threats? So golf takes foxtrot 4 for white, pawn echo 5 for black. Important move to be found here for white. Any ideas? Who isn't working particularly well? Who could do better for himself or herself?
Maybe the Charlie Pawn.
Charlie Pawn. Maybe. You've no need. Just leave the queen beside pawns where they are.
I would use a distraction and then go after his king or something like that.
Okay. No, I'd leave the queenside pawns where they are.
Okay.
No, you could play Queen Charlie 3, which then would possibly support Pawn Charlie 7.
Oh, yeah.
Now, somebody can improve their position dramatically here.
Well, yeah, what was Rook Delta 1, huh?
Yeah, so if White plays Rook Delta 1, there's ideas of Rook Delta 7 check in the air. Mm. Yeah, the game move for White is Rook Delta 1. And the Black Queen hasn't got all that many squares to go to. She can't go Charlie 5, she can't come to the third round. She can go Charlie 4, Bravo 4, or Alpha 4. Oh, the Bravo 2. So she's got Charlie 4, Bravo 4, Alpha 4, or Bravo 2. As it happens, she goes to Alpha 4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's attacking Delta 1, and it's attacking Charlie 5, Bravo 5.
Yeah,
so it's tying the White Queen down to keep protecting Delta 1 for a moment. Black's just hoping for a blunder now. This is White's game to throw away. But when Black had captured Knight takes Delta 5, that was a mistake. Echo 6 takes the bishop on Delta 5, and the position would have been, well, I won't say equal. I think I prefer White, but Black doesn't have any serious problems. Or Black would not have had any serious problems, but Black has now. So Queen Alpha 4 is played just to keep pressure on Delta 1. You never know. You never know. All right. White to play.
By the way, Black can't take the Bravo pawn because they'll get forked with the knight.
What, Knight Delta 6?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't chess cruel?
So it's protected by the old tactic there.
All right, so there's many good moves here for White. You know, anything other than Queen Alpha 3 will do. As it happens, White plays Foxtrot 4 takes Echo 5. We're not being greedy, it's just a free pull. All right, so White's opened up the Foxtrot file for the Black Rook this time, but with the Queen out on Alpha 4, it's the damage isn't as bad. Well, in fact, it's not damaged, it's not going to be damaged at all. The move you have to calculate here is, what do you do about Rook takes Echo 5 in reply? There's two ways of going about it, the right way and the wrong way. So if Rook takes Echo 5, Black is doubling on your knight on Echo 4. Well, the wrong way is to play Queen Foxtrot 6 check and take the Rook on Echo 5. All right, I say it's the wrong way, but Black will then have Queen takes Rook Delta 1 check, and then you have to avoid actual check. You should be able to. You should be able to march your King over to the Queen side eventually and get it somewhere around Bravo 7. But why spend 20 moves? Your Rook takes Echo 5. You invade Rook Delta 7 check, and then your Rook is safe. Now, if the Black King goes backwards, Hotel 8, Queen Foxtrot 8 is mate. If it goes to Golf 8, Queen Foxtrot 7 will mate on the 7th rank. And if the black king comes forward to hotel 6, then you can play queen foxtrot 4 check and win the echo 5 rook. And there'll be no perpetual. Queen alpha 1 check will not get your perpetual. You go king golf 2, queen bravo 2 check, the rook comes back to delta. Oh, hang on, queen alpha 1 can't go alpha 1 check. There's a white queen on echo 5. So it's just over. Yeah, so rook takes echo 5, loses to rook delta 7 check. If the king goes backwards, queen fox dot 8 or fox dot 7, depending where the king goes. King hotel 6, you play queen fox dot 4 check and pick up the echo 5 rook. And if rook golf 5, you play queen takes golf 5 mate. So black in the game plays rook fox dot 8, kicking the white queen around. Okay, white to play, what are you going to do? There's a mate in 2 to be found, and there's a mate in 3 if black complies. Or there's a mate in 4, depending on what. So you've got to find the move that sets up loads of very quick mates.
I'll look to the 7th check for the start.
Sorry, which check? Rook delta 7. Okay, rook delta 7 check. Clearly, if black puts the rook in the way, you take it and just carry on.
Yeah.
Okay, rook delta 7 check. King hotel 6. Oh, no, you can't. There's a pawn on hotel 6.
So he's got a back up.
Yeah, so did I. There we go. All right, so all those lines involving king hotel six previously don't work. So the rook check forces the king backwards. Well, if he goes king hotel ace, you just play queen takes rook. Mate. So after if rook delta 7 check, the king must go to golf ace. Now, can you see the mating pattern? Well, rook delta 7 check, king golf 8. There's a familiar mating pattern to set up.
Well, it's the knight that goes in the check.
Knight fox dot 6 check. And if the king goes to hotel 8, rook hotel 7 is mate.
And otherwise, he has to play rook takes knight.
He has to play rook takes knight. And then. Well, you could play queen takes rook if you wanted. You will eventually escape the perpetual and be a rook up and a c-pawn about to promote. But, okay. So you're happy rook delta 7 check and knight fox dot 6 check. You're safe. You're not going to lose either white. And black isn't going to get a perpetual on you. So you can play it. Rook delta 7 check is the game move. The black king must go backwards and keep in contact with his rook. Game move for black. Game move for white, rook delta 7 check. Game move for black, king golf ace. Game move for white, knight fox dot 6 check. If the black king goes to the corner, rook hotel 7 check is mate. So black must. Game move for black is rook takes knight fox dot suits. Right. All right. If you're in time trouble, just play pawn takes rook. You'll soon stop any perpetual. If queen alpha 1 check, you just play rook delta 1. Or you play queen delta 1. No, rook delta 1 is better. Rook delta 1. You've got a pawn on the 6th. Yeah. Okay, so pawn takes rook is safe. Queen takes rook is less clear, but you're safe. Queen alpha 1 check, king golf 2, queen bravo 2 check. You can play, queen No, you could probably march your king up the board a bit further. King golf 3, king golf 4. At some point, you'll have to block a check with queen foxtrot 4. You're creating an annoyance for yourself, but you're winning. But if you're playing in tournoi Skype, you might only have 2 minutes left on your clock. Mm-hmm. And you do not want to have to play 30 moves.
Yeah.
So, Black has just played game move, rook takes foxtrot 6. White to play. Any ideas? And incidentally, your queen is attacked.
Well, I think, as you said, pawn takes rook is like the safest.
All right, pawn takes rook is winning. I grant you, okay. So, all right, this is just for professionalism now. Can you find the mate in 3?
Well, luckily the rook is protected by a pawn, so you don't have to worry about queen check and taking your rook.
you can never lose your delta 7 rook. All you need to do is find a mechanism to avoid black giving you a perpetual on you, on your second or first rank. And you've got queen and rook to block it all. It takes a few moves to unravel, but pawn takes rook is winning, I accept. But professionally speaking, can you find a mate in, is it 3?
You hit him along the diagonal with the queen, I guess. Queen. Delta 4, is that?
Yeah, check.
It'd be queen delta 5 check, yeah.
He pretty much has to go to Hotel 8 and some bubbles.
Yep. And then what? So we're looking at queen delta 5 check, king Hotel 8, proposed moves.
I guess you just could play pawn take rook.
Well, you might as well have left the queen on foxtrot 3. Now, there's a mate 3 to be found here. From the game position with the queen on foxtrot 3, there's a mate 3 to be found. Well, technically speaking, there are 3 mates in 3. Assuming, well, all right, technically speaking, 2 of them are mates in 4 if black wants to get awkward. All right, queen delta 5 check. If king hotel ice.
I guess that must be rook to delta 8.
Rook delta 8 check. Forces the king forward to either golf 7 or golf hotel 7. It doesn't matter. Because then you come in queen golf 8 mace. The two black king flight squares, foxtrot 6 and hotel 6, are taken by rook and pawn. So the suggestion, queen delta 5 check, if king hotel ace, rook delta 8 check, king hotel or golf 7, doesn't matter, queen golf 8 mate. The other mates are queen delta 5 check, king foxtrot 8, rook delta 8 check, king to golf 7 is met by queen golf 8 check mate again, king to echo 7 is met by queen delta 7 mate. Just the flight square, foxtrot 6 is taken by the rook. And covered by a pawn as well. And the awkward ones are where after queen delta 5, check, king hotelates, rook delta 8, black decides to annoy the move count by playing rook foxtrot 8. So, pawn takes rook is winning, but the game move, queen delta 5 check, followed by the game move, king hotelates, followed by the game move, rook delta 8 check, causes resignation. So, what pawn takes rook, you're winning, but, you know, if you've only got 2 minutes left and it's an Allegro game, you're going to be very annoyed if you have to offer a draw to avoid losing on time. But then again, if you only got 2 minutes left, you haven't got time to sift queen delta 5 check, have you?
Well, it is a checking move, so that makes it pretty competitive as a possibility.
Yeah.
And you do want checks, because otherwise black can start checking you, and that's a nuisance.
Yeah, actually, you probably could just play queen take rook anyway, because as soon as the checks come in, you retreat queen foxtrot 2. And then white's threatening pawn Charlie 7 and Charlie 8.
There's that, yeah.
And pawn Charlie 7, and depending where the queen is, if she's on foxtrot 3, you're threatening queen alpha 8 mate.
Strangely, he actually never really used the Charlie 6 pawn. Yeah.
It was money in the bank.
Hey.
Pension fund. But yeah. he never got to move 65.
Yeah.
He keeled over early on move 39.
So where did black go wrong here?
Didn't handle the poor foxtrot 6 break correctly. Maybe queen echo 7 and king off the golf file would have saved some threats. But white would have had a good position anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if the whole plan involving pawn Charlie 6 maybe doesn't work as well. Maybe the game, which will appear in the notes, involving as soon as white played pawn bravo 4, black can play pawn echo 5, white trades and plays pawn delta 5. But I mean, we're arguing about move 6.
Yeah.
And it took 39 moves to prove. I mean, even then, I mean, black wasn't comfortable. I mean, black didn't have to allow white the double attack on echo 6. Black could have protected the echo 6 pawn before the white knight came in.
Yeah, that would have led to a lot more moves.
Yeah, and then if the white knight does come in, pawn hotel 6 kicks it back because the pawn is doubly protected in advance of the attack.
Or
so that would have
been so, 6 instead of moving the king up, then the knight couldn't have been there.
So maybe I'm criticizing black unfairly. Maybe black's handling of the opening was fine. Maybe black's handling of the pawn foxtrot 6 check was okay. You got on the grounds that after bishop takes knight delta 5, if echo 6 takes delta 5, is okay for black, then the whole game is okay for black.
Mm-hmm.
I still think white is ever so slightly preferable because of the pawn on Charlie 6, but I'm not saying that's a win.
Yeah, I think black should not have allowed that Charlie 5, Charlie 6 thing. So, and
what?
Move the king. You gotta move the king off of the angle.
Move the king or put the queen on echo 7 first. Yeah. Because white couldn't have played much to improve the position. There was no dynamic breaks. The only dynamic moves white had was pawn Charlie 5.
Right.
And the way black played it, white got it in because of queen takes echo 6 check. It's all hinged on queen takes echo 6 check.
Yep. Otherwise, black could take the pawn and stuff down.
So black was a bit careless in leaving the queen on delta 8 and the king on golf 8, which let white have threats to get a pawn to Charlie 6. But even then, white wasn't winning. But I'd rather have white than black.
Yeah, you said it was money in the bank. If just everything was like exchanged off, then white could still win with his Charlie Pawn. So that would be a constant worry for black.
Yeah, black had to be more careful.
He had to probably back off in certain continuations.
Yeah. And then black eventually blundered into a miscalculation.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, taking with the knight on delta 5 was just wrong. But pawn takes bishop delta 5, it would have still been a fight.
That was surprising that, you know, such a good player would take with the knight instead of the pawn. Because it wasn't very deep to see how white could exploit it.
Yeah.
On tactical grounds, he should be able to see it. And on strategic grounds, it should have been clear, taking with the pawn is better as well.
Mm. Because it removes the target from a semi-open file to a blocked file. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it maybe gives black an outpost on echo 4 once the Golf 5 white knight is kicked around. Okay, white in return will have an outpost on echo 5, so you win one, you lose one.
Gets rid of that target and gets rid of that weakness.
Or black could simply leave the knight on fox.6 guarding the weakness on delta 5 and force white to somehow gang up on it.
Right, which wouldn't be easy. I mean, they both have the same problem then. They both have delta pawns to protect.
Or black could have even traded one pair of rooks on the echo file and then played rook echo 8 backwardly protected from fox.6 and take it down to a queen and knight ending.
Yep.
And black might be able to play a knight to Charlie 7, putting pressure on white's Bravo 5 pawn.
Right. How good were these players?
I reckon, I don't know. Looking at the players they played, they didn't have too many games. But white managed to win the last joint win, the Las Vegas Open in 1964 with Duncan Suttles, who went on to become a grandmaster. Maybe he was an international master at the time. So, okay, amateurs could come through.
Yep.
There might be only two or three grandmasters, a few international masters. So you can be approaching FIDE master level and have a really good tournament, and the grandmasters around you fail.
Yep.
So you can win a tournament like that without actually being a title player. So I'm saying at least 2,200 for white. And for black, I'm not sure. Maybe about the same. But black was in his 70s for this event.
Oh, wow.
So black could have been around about 75, maybe early 70s. Early to mid-70s, so you can be erratic when you're in the mid-70s.
Yeah, we kind of like the four-pawn and even more the five-pawn thing, but you got to know what to do about it, and black didn't quite do things right, so then all of a sudden white did have lots of space and chances.
Black's been under more pressure all game. White's decisions were easier to make.
Yeah, it should be the case. White should have been able to should have somehow been tearing apart all those white pawns, but somehow he didn't. What his plan exactly should have been against those pawns, but there should have been something to tear them apart. Well, I think one of them was we thought knight echo 8 would have been better than knight delta 7.
Totally different game.
I think it would have been better because it didn't block the bishop, didn't block the queen. It actually allowed for the Foxtrot 6 idea much more easily, as it turned out. But those things are pretty subtle for players with their strength and even more our strength to see. But, two of the grounds, again, I think you shouldn't block in your bishop and queen when you didn't have to.
Yeah. Well, when Fischer received a similar position, he retreated by his echoes. He didn't have a pawn on Bravo 4, but that's not the point. When the advance came, Fischer's knight went back to Echo 8.
Yeah, then you're counterattacking with your bishop and pawn, where it's coming. This way, it was quite passive, and that's just what Black didn't need. If he's passive for two, three, four moves, then White can really get a grip. Okay, thank you. So no session next week, but 2 weeks from now, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks from now. Cancelled next week. I think I'm in the tournament, but I haven't paid my entry fee yet.
That's Mother's Day here. Do you have Mother's Day over there at the same time?
I don't know. Okay. We do have one, and it is round about this time of year, but I don't know.
It's always the second Sunday in May here. And then Father's Day is the third Sunday in June.
Right.
That's Mother's Day is much more important than Father's Day. Okay. Thank you, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks time. Okay, yeah. Okay, bye then.
Bye-bye.